Blog Talk Radio.
Gravity wave breaker, help the man on the street, yeah?
Welcome to the show, Strange Fruits. Your host of Strange Fruits is Mama Pearl. And tonight, as always, Mama Pearl will be giving praises to the Most High. And her write-up says, I see a new heaven and a new earth. Provisional government for the Republic of the New Africa. Recognize that our youth is the most valuable resource. Our youth have been looked over and over again and in a dirty, corrupted social system that is not our own.
7 feet. Barren, strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the roots.
Mama Pearl.
Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange. Poplar tree, pastoral scene of the gallant South, them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is the fruit. Close to black for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the storm to rock, for the
Give thanks, my brother. Wow. I mean,
each time that I come forth here on the Culture Freedom Radio, I've been so busy, involved, and I guess trying to save what I think is our little portion of the world, that I forget to really plan and organize and get my show structured. But each time I come on and I hear that song, you know, I remember exactly what this show is all about. And here I am tonight, you know, I am just in deep tears, you know, and I am just ever so thankful. But first and foremost, before we do anything, you know, this is just the way I do, how Mama Pearl do it. You know, I must first and foremost give all praises to my Heavenly Mother, my Heavenly Father, the Most High, Highest God Almighty, Allah, and me, Jehovah, Yah, El Elyon, El, in the name of my best friend and lifelong friend, the Messiah Jesus. That's the way I do it. Yes, yes, yes. And I want to welcome you all here tonight on Strange Fruit Rising. And just like our sister said in the song, the leaves drop, you know, and we all know that the fruit don't fall far from the tree. And we are all now the strange fruit, you know, that's rising. And in case you didn't pick up the drift or the smell of the strange fruit, you know, that's hanging and swinging in the wind and the breeze, those fruits, they were probably, you know, that song is symbolic of probably your, I don't know, maybe your grandfather or your uncle or, you know, your brother or relative, grandmother, auntie, someone hanging for some unrighteous, inhumane, unjust thing that, you know, our oppressor, open enemy, the white man, had, you know, claimed that they did. This made up this for the ha-ha, for the sake, you know, for just something that they did. And even back then, and even still to this day, these people, to make things legal, you know, because it's all about, you know, following the law, you know, and following the letter of the law and keeping things in writing, they had certifications. They went to get registered for nigger killing, you know, and it was a license that they carried in them. It was open season on nigger killing from January 1 to December 31. Ain't that something? Open season, you know, and then they had on the certification, the certificate, you know, the size and the height, you know, and the color of the hair, you know, the niggas are your trophy. You can kill as many as you want as long as you had that license on your person. Is that something? But my brother Savannah Black, much love to you, my brother, and thank you so much. Thank you for being with me, you know, to this evening and, you know, helping your sister out. Thank you so much, my brother.
Yes, ma'am, anytime.
Wow. So, you know,
I enjoy listening to you
on.
Do your thing, sister. I enjoy listening to you do your thing.
I thank you so much. You know, people just have no idea, you know, how much I love my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was raised up with 8 sisters and 3 brothers, but always had a lot of cousins and uncles and, you know, things like that. I always had great men around me, you know, and some of them were, you know, kind of perky, you know, weren't right, you know, in the mind, you know, I mean, just like, you know, a lot of us nowadays, but all in all, you know, those are my brothers, you know, and I have so much respect for my brothers, especially now today, you know, being that, you know, that I am the ancient newcomer, a name that was, I don't know, it was given to me, placed upon me, and it fit, you know, the ancient newcomer, because, you know, here I am of that age where I kind of pretty much sit in the middle, but being that I was the 10th child and I have elder sisters and brothers, you know, so I got to grow as they were growing through their puberty and through their lives. So I got to experience, you know, their lives as they were growing through it, constantly and fully aware and alert at all times. So, you know, pretty much involved. Pretty interesting realizing that you come from, you know, I could actually vividly see stepping from one generation into the next generation, being, you know, say, born in the South in the deep woods, which is a heavy impact on me still to this day. And I'm so grateful and proud, you know, that I was able to have experienced that, you know, being an ancient newcomer where that wisdom was raw. And at the time it was called mother wit, you know, because it's something, a measure that we were all supposed to have been born with, this mother wit, this wisdom, this ancient wisdom that was the biblical cord from the mother was separated from the baby. This like this light switch and this reservoir of wisdom was supposed to carry through that child, you know, that you're born with that mother wit. And, you know, that was in the South where I was born, but then later on I moved to New York because my mom and dad separated, so I left the woods to the concrete jungle, you know, coming from one environment, total shock, to the next one, New York City, that I never had pictures of, never thought about, but all I saw was blackness and soot. You know, the smell was so horrible. It was just choking me. It was just so much soot everywhere. You know, but then it turned out that it was no longer mother wit. It became common sense. And I had quite a few discussions with my teacher because they would always say, you know, well, Pearl has a lot of common sense. And I was like, well, you know, I have, born with mother wit, you know, I don't know what common sense is, you know, so, yeah, it's just kind of interesting. It's just taking me back. Leading up to what's going on today, you know, it's just phenomenal, you know, to see that so many of us, you know, truly have awakened and truly and sincere in our heart about what we're doing when we want to help, you know, and awake our brothers and our sisters and our people to build a better nation, you know, for turning for unselfish reasoning, because it's something that we see that we must do, you know, especially if, you know, if you have children, you know, and now grandchildren, and you are still here to see your great-grandchildren are here. You know, you want to make it a better world, and certainly to leave it a better world, you know, for them before you leave. Who would not want that? That would be a foolish, evil thing to do. That's like a vulture or a cannibal, some animal, something waiting to devour their own children. You know what I'm saying? So seeing all that, you know, that truly that we do have, you know, these people, wonderful people who are doing, you know, not just great work, just to show that they're doing great work, just to show the song and dance and pretending, but they're really doing wonderful work, and you can know it because they lift your spirit, you know, and in a positive way, in some kind of way, and inspire you to want to do the same. And we talked about, you know, these other beings that are among us, you know, these organic portals, you know, because we are all made of this organic flesh, you know, this organic matter, you know, who are, I guess you could say, soulless. You know, they have no soul, therefore they have no spirit, you know, that reside within them. The spirit of the Most High don't reside within them. They have spirits that reside, come back and forth in them because they're now organic portals. So they have these spirits that come back and forth to allow them to do their work here on this planet. You know, that's what
yes,
we talked about. This is, I'm sorry.
No, I was agreeing with you. I was agreeing with you.
Okay. Yes, you know, so we had talked about this is not a war against flesh and blood, but it's a war against, you know, evil, wicked, you know, principalities and wicked spiritualities of the high places of rulers of this world. And I'm sure I threw the quote off, but I do have that Holy Bible right here if I could go back through it and find it for you. But that's what that was talking about as well. So these organic portals are just here and placed among us now because they're a carbon copy. They have learned and they have adopted themselves to our impression, our characteristics, you know, and our motives and operandi, so to speak, but they truly don't have the spirit, you know, but they are a replication of it. You know, I guess you can pretty much, you know, use the same analogy that, you know, art is an imitation of life, you know. I mean, it has to be, art has to be an imitation of life, you know, because... Help me, my brother. How are you?
Now, you know, we talk about these entities, and it seems like they don't have, you know, they are soulless, and that they are not operating under the love and the grace of the highest of the highs, the universal creator. But they are prisoners within inside of their own mind.
Yeah.
And they think that the things that they are doing are of their design, but they don't, like you said one time before, people deny the existence of the devil. So
yeah.
In turn of doing that and denying the existence of the demons that ride along with them, him, her, it, you know what I'm saying, then
right.
They get possessed by fiend spirits. And when a fiend spirit overtake you, it's the same as a woman going into church and falling under the spell. She thinks it's of Christianity, but in actuality, she's under the spell of a Jezebel spirit.
That's
so
right.
So that, in turn, have her doing things that they talked about in the Bible, being promiscuous, just It's a spirit that comes and it begins to get set within. But at the same time, the trick of it is you thinking that it's you.
Right.
But it's not you. It's not you. That's, you know, Mama Pearl, back in the days, I used to be on the streets, and I remember one day, I said, you know what, God don't love me. I done sold my soul to the devil. Some of the things I did, I said, you know what, I sold my soul to the devil. But then I found out you can't really sell your soul to the devil. Now, what
you
can do, you can have your soul in prison by the devil, but you cannot sell your soul to the devil. The devil will trick you and have you going through all these different mazes till you lose it, till you lose your connection to the Most High. But in actuality, you don't lose your connection to the Most High, but the devil will trick you into believing that you have lost your connection. Therefore, anything goes that is on the side of wickedness. And you think it's by your own hand and your own, it might be by your own hand, but it's not of your design. But that's because you denied the spirit of the Most High. It's just, but I came back to myself, and when I felt the grace and the presence and the love of the Most High of High creators, I realized at that point, in that moment, that it never left me. It was always there. But because my ears hadn't got deaf, I couldn't hear the beautiful voices of those spirits that were around me, that were protecting me, that were instructing me, that were pulling me in the direction of righteousness, because I had them denied them. And by me denying them in the offset, that's when those fiend spirits came in and overtook my life. And I want to give thanks. I want to give thanks and high praises to the universal creators and God, you know, and those spirits that watch over each and every one of us and that solar man that's within us as well.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Wow, that's powerful. And so beautiful, so profound. And as long as
you
are aware of that inner ability, you know, that's what it meant when it said that the greater is he within you than he who is of the world, because that is within you. And as long as you are aware of that light, you know, within you, you can never be a prisoner. You can never be a slave. That's why, you know, I get a little, another one of my triggers when I hear someone say things out of context and it's not correct, like they will say, the truth will set you free. You are already free. The truth will make you free. Just like that. Either you're hot or you're cold. Either you're in the dark or you're in the light. Just like that. Once you realize that you've got this great, phenomenal entity within you, and in order to get connected with it, you have to go within you to get there. You can never be enslaved or a prisoner of anyone. You know, and you can very, very...
How about this one? How about this one, Mama Pearl? The truth, I am free.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Always and
so
all the time.
So it's not the truth will let you free. It's the truth. I am free.
And it's not let you free. It's make I am, because you have already the truth make you free. You can't, nothing can enslave you. The truth, you are free. Absolutely correct. You know, but now that we're speaking about that, and of course, you know, I just like, you know, to share some of the great literature that helped me along, you know, and truly opened up my eyes and was able to propel and to, you know, increase my spin out there in the universe. You know, people, again, like we talked last week a little bit, that people are scholars now. They're so scholarly that their only concern is with expanding their mind, which is a linear thing. And like you're, you know, you just want to conquer, you know, just this earth. That's all this dimension. That's all that you're concerned about. And the truth is, it is all that they're concerned about, because they can't get any higher than this expansion. But it's time to elevate our minds, you know, and elevate our vibration, you know, not so much increasing it, you know, so much either. You know, one of the things that always kind of put me back, and I was kind of cautious, but when I hear or heard, it was really popular a couple of years ago, especially all our brothers and sisters talking about, man, it's time to speed up your vibration, you got to speed up your vibration, you got to speed up, you got to increase your vibration, you got to take this amount of time ago, you got to take this silly, you got to do this, you got to speed it up. But now, you know, and the analogy again that I would use with that again is with a cold vehicle, cold automotive. You jumped in the car, it's cold, and you just revved it up with it in park. You just revved it up, and by the time you put it in gear, it's going to shoot out because you done sped it up. But you didn't give it time to, you know, really warm up and to get acclimated with, you know, all of the energies and the vibrations and, you know, things that's going on that's going to, you know, take to make all those mechanisms, you know, operate properly. So you just set it up. You increased it. So that's what happens when you increase things without preparing it, you know, and you don't have any wisdom or truly what you're doing. You just increase your vibration, so now you're just going to explode. You're going to ignite. You know, you're doing all kinds of things to self-disintegrate yourself, you know. So but it's all in elevating your vibration, and you want to elevate your frequency, and you certainly want to elevate your perception, you know. So it's all about the elevation of things. But when we talked about, you know, the organic portals and the spirits, again, I'm sharing, you know, some literature that you helped me, and again, I can't help but talk with our great brother. You know, and to me he was, and that's all that I know from the literature that I have is everlasting, and that is our brother, you know, Dr. Malachi G. York. And this is a book that I have that I got from one of my adopted daughters, you know, when I lived in Connecticut, you know, years ago, because, you know, all these young people, you know, are still in contact with them, who gave me the name, Mama Pearl. This book is Leviathan 666. Have you ever heard of this book, my brother? Brother Black?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever heard of Leviathan 666?
Yes, ma'am. I don't remember 100% of the literature that I had of it,
mm-hmm.
but I remember having that that scroll on that book a while back, but it was like in the early 90s. It was a minute since I had it.
Right.
I lost all of my all of my Dr. Young literature. But yeah, I do remember reading that. Yes,
yeah, yeah, it's a great piece of literature as well. You know, if you're going to be reading the Holy Bible, you know, it's a great piece of literature, and it truly breaks down the spell. You know, it's the sleeping serpent, and one of the great things about Dr. York in this book is that he truly took that dollar bill, and this was before they changed the currency, and they quickly changed it real quick. You know, because he broke down in detail every symbol and sign and the meaning that was hidden and written on the dollar bill. And he just broke it down. But I want to talk now about the spirit and the Leviathan 666.
I remember a little bit of it now, Mama Pearl, because I thought that Leviathan was... a serpent, an underwater serpent,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know, you know, the science behind the movie until I read that scroll. And then when I walked around, I was able to recognize that spirit whenever
mm-hmm.
I've seen it. And it let me know when I go into a certain room and I get that certain feeling where they say, you know, your hair raising, not hell, but hair raising, or, you know,
right.
you just get the shivers or something, and you say, you know what,
mm-hmm.
something ain't stirring me right. And I was able to determine on whether or not that was the spirit of Leviathan. And if so, I immediately left. I didn't try to beat it out or none of that stuff.
I
left because I know how dangerous a person can become if that spirit enters them, you know. Yes,
that's
I know.
Right.
That's exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
That's
yes,
right.
Ma'am. I know
you
exactly
know, and
what
you're
talking about.
And even our big brother told you that when you see that spirit, you feel that presence. He didn't say to take your time. He said to flee, run, get the hell out of there.
Run.
So he messed with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware of the spirit of the body thing. Yes, ma'am. I am aware.
Okay. Well, these two spirits I want to talk about is the spirit of the... of the jinn and of the jinn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of the jinn and of the jinn. And our brother broke it down here on page, you know, from page 61 on. And it's a good read. And he says here, I'm going to skip down to those descriptions, but a little bit he says here, now do you see the devil? And it says, C.H., curse him, is waiting for you. The devil, curse him, is accepted in all the higher circles of society. He is there when you arrive at the Azhar University in Egypt, the great university of Islam. He is the writer of the Shahara Islamic Law and the Hadith tale so that he can attempt to change the word of Allah, most glorified and exalted, by replacing the supreme guidance with mankind law. And but that, you know, this book was, you know, pretty much, you know, talking about, you know, the Islamic law and the Quran. But there's a lot of knowledge in there as well. It's all, you know, and I have my Quran as well, and I can break that back out too. But it says here, the word jinn, which is J-I-N-N, the word jinn means to hide or to cover. They are called jinn because they are hidden and can't be seen. Jan, J-A-A-N, is the father of jinn. Jinn are evil forces which are placed upon the earth. They have the ability to inhibit a person in the form of envy, greed, vanity, jealousy, and other forms of negativity. The jinn is the reason the pale man can think. And although he can think, his thoughts are bound to the materialistic world. He has no scope of the spiritual or the value of existence. The jinn is the origin of what we call evil, which works under sickness, disaster, ruin, and physical death amongst people. And then he says there are five major classes of jinn. Jan, J-A-A-N, vice master of jinn. He entices you into music and pleasure seeking. People blindly allow themselves to be seduced by Jan, J-A-N-N, curse him, and exchange their souls for power. Music has become a great part of America and European culture. Not the type of music that can help you, but that does more harm than good. Music today is composed of computerized electronic sound known as club, hip-hop, rap. Nubians are being astrayed by this type of music. Electronic music destroys the nervous system and puts you out of tune with your creator. Now, in that alone, you know, going back, I mean, he has said a lot there talking about this electronic music. Now, we know that, I think it was back in the early 80s when the Seal of Pan was released again, and they went from analog sound to the digital sound, and people were no longer using, you know, the original instrument, you know, the acoustics and the wind. They were using all this electronic sound, you know, which, you know, threw the rhythm off. And this is when our youth, you know, got into the sampling thing. You know, they didn't have to be creative anymore. Everything was already created, so they had to just little take snippets and bits and this and that, you know, and they reconstructed something. You know, they took credit for it, but it's all electronically done. No one had, you know, the true skills or talent to do anything, but because now Pan has taken over and unchained your rhythm and increased your vibration and increased your frequency, so now it's all about the club and, you know, the hip-hop is hippity-hop now. You know, it's no more about the true structure and the essence of delivering power, you know, messages to our people. And it says here, Jan, the J-A-N-N, says him, also shows up in dogs, especially black dogs and bull terriers, and often in other animals. He also presents himself as a monster in nightmares. Jan, says him, can walk in the form of man and woman, possessing complete personality. Jan, says him, is transformed like cursed man into monsters, goats, sheep, bullocks, donkeys, horses, camels, cats, jackass, frogs, snakes, and many more. People seem to be more open to Jan than any other type of Jan. Jan readily attacks. Oh, praise the Most High. You know, and this is something I want to talk about, especially to our mothers. Says Jan readily attacks newborn babies, newly circumcised male children, women who have just given birth. Okay, the word Jan is mentioned in the Quran 23 times. From the places words are mentioned, it gave a listing, and it says the devil has supernal places for his name within certain English words. For instance, then he talked about the words where he hid himself in homonyms for gens like gentleman, genius, genes, genero, pregnant, the root word for genie. He believed that, you know, and it just, you know, opened your mind to a totally different level, you know, of perception of things, you know, and talking about Shaitan, the physical race of Dan, that's the pale man. This race is a Canaanite of the offspring of Canaan, son of Ham. They are the physical manifestation of the devil, Iblis, curse him. The word Shaitan is mentioned in the Quran several times, talks about that. And it talks about the Meret, the demons. They are considered to be the most powerful and most rebellious race of Jinn. This tribe of Jinn possess a glaring amber color. The word Meret is mentioned in the Quran one time, talks about that. Now this is really interesting. It's the Jinniya, And it's spelled J-I-N-N-I-Y-A, Jinniya. It's a female jinn, seductress, whore, witch, and the like. These are seductress, whores, witches, and the like. Jinniya entice men to have sexual intercourse, then kill them. Quite often she drives them mad. She may take any form of a woman, from a righteous Muslim woman to a prostitute. The word Jinniya is mentioned one time, you know, and then it's the Ifrit, the I-F-R-I-Y-T, the giant jinn, J-I-N-N, curse them, a powerful evil genius. They are considered to be malicious beings who manifest themselves through ghosts of wicked dead people. This is a race of jinn, curse them, that were cast to earth before the prophet Adam, you know, physical composition, a class of jinn that are very vicious giant. The word Ifrit was mentioned in the Quran one time. But again, just to open up our eyes to some of the perception, because like you mentioned, you know, again, Brother Black, is that we don't speak about, you know, the devil. You know, we don't speak about, you know, these evil, wicked, you know, malevolent, demonic spirits and entities that are around us and who are actually controlling and manipulating our bodies, you know, our minds, actually, you know, and who has truly taken over our hearts right now because of some physical situation that probably had happened. That's why we were instructed not to harden our hearts, because if you harden your heart, there's no way that little light, that essence can connect and shine and connect you to Ra, the sun, to all the essence in the Most High. It can't happen. You know what I'm saying, Brother Black?
Yes, ma'am. I got something I wanna read to back up what you was talking about a minute ago.
Yes.
This right here is from African Centered Consciousness versus the New World Order, Garveyism in the Age of Globalism, Dr. Amos Wilson. This is from his speech that people can find on YouTube. It's called Dr. Amos Wilson, and I ask that, you know, the listening audience, go and look at that video, and you will see how some spirits are natural spirits that come to inhabit your body and to cause you to have self-destructive behavior. It's also manipulated by people, corporations, people with bad intent that use the tones of the music, that use the vibrations, that use the television to tell live vision, to trick you, to open up that portal so they can implant that spirit within you that'll have you doing whatever they want at their beck and call. But I'm going to read this right here. It says, therefore, when you let another people generate a spirit in you, when you let another people generate certain values in you, when you let other people generate a certain reality for you, when you let another people let you see yourself sort of way, they have implanted a spirit, and that spirit has been created by and for them and only responds to them. It only responds to them in terms of furthering their interests and working against the interests of the body it possesses. This is why there's a self-destructive spirit in us. The demon that possesses a body is not there for that body. It is there for the creator that placed it there. And if necessary to obey its creator, it will destroy that body. It will destroy that body which it inhabits. The taste that the spirit has would be the taste that can only be satisfied by buying from its master creator. The value which the spirit wishes to satisfy and realize can only be realized by going through the ages of the master that created it. This is why every value and every taste, every desire and every need that provokes us, every one of these things that we seek to desire ends up having us going through white folk. And that's why we think we need them. Hence, every time we satisfy them, they in some way benefit in our seeking satisfaction because the demon that we call ourselves is answering to the call of his master.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Yes. Wow.
I heard that speech about 10 years ago, and it did something. You know, you hear something that's so profound. That thing just changes you. It just makes you just have a different outlook, you know. And I started doing my research. I went and did hypnotism, and from hypnotism, I had went from I'm talking right now, so it's kind of all getting kind of
right.
Jumping up a little bit. But it landed me onto this thing called HemiSync technology. And that's where
what
they manipulate
that?
The sounds in the tune
okay.
of the electrical
mm-hmm.
frequencies, and
that's
it
right.
goes into your body, into your psyche, and it activates certain portals and certain doorways that we have within ourselves.
That's right.
And
that's right.
It causes us to do things either, don't get me wrong, there are some that can help you to
mm-hmm.
evolve in a positive way, but at the same time, there are some that can help you go down in a negative way. And I'm going to tell a
yeah,
story
definitely.
Right here, right quick, Mama Pearl, and I'm going to be quiet. What
mm-hmm.
I did, with my curious ass, I downloaded one of the HemiSync program called Gates of Hades. So I downloaded Gates of Hades. So it tells me that I need to have some stereo headphones and, you know, the left ear for the headphone has to go on the left ear, the right ear of the headphone has to go on the right ear. I laid on the sofa, Mama Pearl. It was about 11 o'clock. No, matter of fact, it was about 12 because I waited. Everybody in the house was asleep. I didn't want no services. Nobody come and say nothing to me or nothing. So I closed my eyes. I turned the light out. I closed my eyes, and I put this thing into my ear. My ear. Mama Pearl. I laid there. And the vibrations started making me feel kind of warm. Next thing I know, Mama Pearl, two hands came and grabbed my ankles. Now, not my physical body now. Everybody that's listening, I know y'all said, oh, listen, you know, he's full of shit and this and that. No, it wasn't my physical body that was grabbed and pulled. It was my essence, my everyday man, my spirit man, my soul that got snatched, and it went through the sofa. Through the floor, through the ground, through some rocks. Then the rocks got hot. Then I went through some lava. And after I passed the lava on fire, I was just falling into this abyss. And when I looked down, there were all kind of hands reaching up to grab me. And I jumped up. And when I jumped up, I felt the spirit, these fucking. I'm getting kind of mad, y'all. Y'all, excuse me.
Right.
And I'm sorry about cussing like this on your show, Mama Pearl. But, Mama Pearl, I felt all of these spirits around me
right.
with their hands out trying to grab for me. But because I had came back inside and to myself, which is to my physical, they couldn't touch me. For the rest of that night, I stayed up. I can feel around me. I can feel the energy of all these negative spirits trying to find a way inside of me so that they can inhabit my body. I read the Bible to fend them off. Now, I know some people listening, they think this right here is a whole bunch of bullshit. Now, I said the name of the program a couple of minutes ago. I'm not going to repeat the program because I shouldn't have said the name of the program earlier. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have said it because nobody needs to do this at all. But at that moment, when I was just forgetting about the existence of evil and the devil and seeing my control that I had over this thing, I got brought back to reality of how just how easy it is for those spirits to come and inhabit one's body. So from
Man.
That experience, I got into Dr. Amos Wilson. That's how I got into Dr. Amos Wilson. From learning about all these sounds and these frequencies, that caused me to go and do this research. And the things that I found that these people are doing, we are now in a spiritual battle. See,
spiritual,
and it's the manipulation
spiritual
of
warfare.
Yes, ma'am, spiritual warfare. And it's the manipulation of our culture. Our culture.
Yes.
Something that we think is ours, but in actuality is not. See, when we gave up our jazz, when we gave up our blues, when we gave up all of our musical frequencies, classical music, Moonlight Sonata. If y'all want to hear something that's just so beautiful, listen to Moonlight Sonata. Moonlight Sonata. But we have given up our birthright and allow those people to control our music. We are African people. Whether it's
that's
African
right.
people that are native to the land of the Americas, whether it's African people that are native to the lands of Australia, New Zealand, I'm talking about the world over. Music is our
right.
way to get to bridge our connection to the Creator and to bridge our connection
that's
to
good.
Our ancestors. Anybody
that's
that look
good.
At any type of National Geographic, before they go hunt, they beat the drum. When they leave to go
that's
hunt,
right.
they beat the drum. When they come back with a successful kill, they beat the drum. After they eat the food, and they want to give thanks and praises to the ancestors and let the ancestors partake in that meal that they eat, they beat the drum,
that's
allow
right.
the ancestors to come and inhabit their body so that they can join in
that's
on
right.
the joy of not just brotherhood in the physical, but also with love through the physical. I mean, excuse me, the
that's
spiritual.
Right.
And
that's right.
People don't, Mama Pearl.
That's right.
Why they don't understand this right here? Why they don't understand this, Mama Pearl?
Because it's too simple, you know. Because of all of the disturbances that has been put in the view, you know, you have to remember that going back to Willie Lynch, and you know, a lot of people try to say that was made up rubbish because you can see evidence of it, you know, and the remnants of it is still, you know, has remained. They treated us as mules. They wanted to make us ass backwards mules with blinders on. So we only see things in one direction, you know, in one view. That's why, you know, I mentioned the perception, you know, of things. It's just too simple. We're used to complication, confusion, you know, but it's just too simple. Yeah, and now you talk about getting to that spiritual realm. You think increasing or speeding up your vibration is going to get you to that spiritual realm, or would it be elevating your vibration that's going to get you to the spiritual realm? I mean, and that's what has been confusing with our people, which makes me angry because we have such a clever, you know, opponent that keeps twisting the words that are so important. And it truly, my brother Black, had just come to, I keep telling you, there's always an awareness higher than the level of awareness that you are aware of. You know, and it's why you should never be closed-minded. You got to be like that tree, you know, that we were made to be assimilated as, and that Holy Bible, you know, talks about, you know, people as trees. And, you know, with trees, anything that's living or that has breath, you're constantly growing. So when you're growing, you're collecting information and data. That's the only way that you can continue to grow and look vibrant, because if you're not collecting information and data and dispersing it properly, then you're going to look like a dried up, shriveled up, you know, piece of shit, you know, and because, you know, you're not growing, you're reversing, you know, instead of progressing. You know what I'm saying, Brother Black?
Yes, ma'am. I understand fully. Bob Marley got this song, and the song is called Natty Roots, Natty Roots.
Hmm.
And the song, he says, some are leaves, some are branches. He said, but I am the root.
Wow.
He said, you know, and many people, they are, they're nothing but dry wood for the fire. They dry wood for the fire. And, you know, some people, you want to give them that nourishment, but it can bring that tree back to life. So they can, they can see who they can see, have an overstanding. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Mama Pearl. They can have an overstanding of who they is and where they fit. Doing that can be detrimental and dangerous because here it is. You think you got somebody that can contribute to the growth and the development of whatever it is that you have going on, what it is that you're doing. But in actuality, they ass ain't nothing but, what that flammable material?
Flammable material. Let's take it from the micro level down to the, right here to the macro level. You know, especially what I'm seeing in, you know, And our aim and our goal, you know, to build, you know, a better black nation, you know, the new world, you know, that you're speaking about. And that would be in the minds of our people, you know, a new world truly where we will rinse our mind of all the negativity. You know, when we look at one another, knowing that we are in the same boat, the same condition. We come from that same tree, you know, and we have to rise, even if it's one at a time. You know, we have to rise, and we have to embed in our brothers and sisters, the ones who are rising, that once you risen, you must reach back, you know, for someone else, you know, and help them rise and stand as well. And you have to keep that chain going. We have to put a new mentality in the mind's eye of our brothers and our sisters that's going to reach the core because the root is there. It just have been disconnected with a lot of the confusion, you know, that has been purposely implanted through everything, you know, through our water, our food, you know, our shelter, our air, everything to try to block, you know, the frequency that we are disconnected to just by our DNA alone to the creator, all creators and creation, you know. So, but we have to, again, we talked about this last week, take control of our minds now. You know, how is it that we can have something that's not even on our body disrupt and control us and we cannot control it? But when we have the spirit that resides within us, you know, that teaches us how to control our minds, you know, and our bodies, because there's just certain things that you truly will not do, you know, and not allowing anyone to put any kind of title on you, you know, saying that, you know, belittling you, saying that you are a Christian because, you know, you talk about a spirit that is within you. You know, and you know it's there, it's greater than you. You know, so they're going to say, if you're a Christian, how can that be? That's ludicrous, that's ridiculous. You know, especially when you come naked before the Creator. You know, you have to come naked because He resides in your heart. He searches the rain and the heart. You know, so what can you do? How can you overpower something that's within you? You know, and then you have these people talk about, wow, you know, a spirit that comes in, you know, and possesses your body and overtakes your body. Who wants a spirit like that? Well, that just sounds like any jealous person who wouldn't have, you know, who hasn't been invited to the party. You know what I'm saying? You just hadn't been invited, so you'll say anything.
Yep.
Oh, I love you very much. Thank you, man. That's so good.
Hey, I was trying to hold back. That song I was just not quoting from Bob Marley. That song also goes on to say that they need, remember I was saying about the dry wood? It says that they need the dry wood to cook their raw food. So that being said, they take, and they want you to stay at a state of being dead. They don't want you to be that tree that's alive, that's growing, that's branching out, that's receiving, that's giving. They want you to be that dry wood. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
See, because you can't cook no food with no freshly cut wood. That wood has to be dried out.
Wow.
You gotta.
Do you have that song?
I'm gonna upload it. I'm gonna upload it in a minute.
Okay.
But you know what though? What does it say in the Bible about that type of wood?
Oh man, it's like they
it is
say
to be hewed down, right, and the cast into a fire.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's something that's happening to our little black boys and girls. They're not getting the nutrients that they need. And that's why I always speak on knowledge of self as niggas. I use that term, yes I do, knowledge of self as niggas, because I did this white Jesus, burn white Jesus thing. I did it because I
that's
said, you
beautiful.
Know what, I hate that I can't close my eyes and somebody say Jesus and I can't do it without seeing that white image. And that hurts me. And being a conscious person that knows better, that hurts me so much.
So
you know what? You know, take you some pictures, man, and burn this crack ass up. And let the people know that they higher than that photo of the Antichrist.
Right.
See, you gotta call two, I'm gonna bring them in a second. But that's the Antichrist. Right, Mama Pearl?
Right.
That's the Antichrist.
That's right.
But we looking
that's
at
right.
this white cracker devil demon photo as being the Christ.
Ooh,
so I talked to one
man.
Of my friends. He's not on the conscious tip, but I told him about the challenge. He said, man, you know what, man? I remember being a little boy, and I used to stare at that picture, man, over and over again. He said, man, we tried to go to my grandma's house. I used to do this. He said, I ain't the one to go outside and play or nothing. He said, man, I just used to stare at that picture. I said, damn. I said, you was getting uploaded. I said, I said, guess what, brother? I said, I'm conscious. I know my fair share of stuff. But I can't even get the upload out of my damn mind.
See,
and
that's
I did the same thing.
That's your calling, my brother. We need to keep that going. We need to encourage that all over to burn that damn image. Not our brother, you know, but that damn image who's stolen our brother's place, you know. So we need to continue that. And that is when you were awoken, because that was a seed that was
exactly.
in you.
Exactly. Say it again, please.
You know?
Say it again.
Hey, that's when you were awoken, that was a seed that was in you, something that you were meant to do. What you're doing right now is to say, burn that image, and someone can't take it from you because it is in you, and it's proper and exact, and it's exactly what our people need to see, you know, burn that white image. You know, and then, you know, you see these black brothers. I've seen some brothers walk around with beautiful, long dreads, so long they had to braid it. And they had the picture of white Jesus on their T-shirt, you know, and their chest is all big and swollen. And I'm like, whoa, what is this with, you know, the white Jesus? Oh, man, you know, it don't matter what the color. And I, you know, I'm 5'3", but I wish I could have just punched them to the ground. It don't matter what the color, why you black man wearing it. Well, I mean, what are you saying? It's like, yeah, let's burn that. And I think that's a campaign we should promote all over.
You know,
and I think that will wake up
problem.
People immediately.
That would, you know what, and that would, you know. And I was getting people commenting, and like I said, Mama Pearl, you got to call them the line. But
yes.
After I say this right here, you want me going to bring them in?
Absolutely.
People, okay, I'll bring you in. I'll see you on the call. I see you on the line. I'm about to bring you in. That call-in number is the area. Matter of fact, you got two calls.
Okay.
I'm gonna take
go.
It. And,
party.
All right. But I forgot what I was gonna say, Mama Pearl. You know, I be cracking up. All right. I see the first call that had buzzed in was 678. You are on. Strange Fruit with Mama Pearl.
Greetings.
No, Free to Land.
Free to Land,
hello.
My brother. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Ma, how you doing? This is me.
This is my Strange Fruit, my number one son. How are you, my son? What's going on? You want to add to this? Please share. Give us some enlightenment.
I'll be honest with you, I'm just now catching in with you guys. Well, I'm feeling where you guys are coming from, you know what I'm saying? And I understand about getting rid of that false image that they got and planted in everybody's head. And you get rid of that idol, that fake beast that they got up for. But I agree with the strength and everything you guys are saying.
They got us so busy focusing on burning the flag, in which we should too. But I think that once we burn that image, that's going to crack so many glasses, you know, and truly this, and you had touched on a little bit also last week about the chemtrails, you know, that a lot of our people don't even look at, don't even notice, had paid no attention, you know, to what was going on above their head and what these chemtrails are doing and how they were altering the DNA and the mind state, you know, truly of the people who, you know, were not conscious, because when you get above a certain level of perception, that's why knowledge is power, when just knowing of these things, you know, being aware of them, prevent you from being overtaken by a lot of the chemicals and a lot of these things, you know, so.
That's true.
Yeah. Burn, baby, burn.
A lot of those chemtrails, a lot of people don't know, they're also, what they're trying to do is make the sky hazy to make it look like a screen, like a movie screen. So they can use the satellites that they have, according to a big project, to project false images in the sky. So a lot of times people be looking for some savior to come, and they're going to try to fool the world, like they said they will fool the masses.
Wow. Right.
To try to
protect
images. So that's why, you know, I remember when you were younger, you could look at the sky, you could look and see a clear, nice, good, clear day, but now with all this stuff, it's real hazy. It's like a very, you can't even see the sun as clear.
Murky,
you know,
and oily.
It'll burn your eyes out, but it's like real hazy now, and that's to make like a screen set up. That's a whole other wrong thing, but heard something of Project Blue Light has something to do with that, so.
Hey, you know what else, too, brother? You know, when it rains, back in the days, you know, with this native blood I have in me, and even that Africana thing going on, you know, you can smell the rain before it falls, 20 to 30 minutes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can be like,
yep,
it's about to rain. And, you know, and some old Caucasian, you'd be like, how you know? You'd be like, man, you can't smell that. You know what I'm saying? You can't smell that.
Yeah.
But now the skies will become full of black clouds. And not one drop of rain will fall. And then if the rain do fall, you don't even get a sense that it's even coming or the awareness that you used to have one time before. Because it's an artificial phenomenon.
Yeah, phenomena.
That's right.
It's not real.
That's right.
And that's a spirit implant.
Hallelujah.
That's a spirit implant too, Mama Pearl. That's a spirit implant on the nature.
That's right. Man, you know, but again, that's where, knowledge is power, and it truly is, because as long as you have knowledge of these things, now you're on a totally different level of awareness, of consciousness, a totally different dimension, even if you want to think. That's how, you know, we can be multidimensional while being right here, grounded on this third dimension. You know, it all depends on our perception, because perception is everything. You know, and I don't see how is it, again, this is what happens with the scholars, with all scholarly people, that dry wood you're talking about. You're so much scholar now that there's no room in your heart for love. There's just nothing. You're just you and other wood, because it's written on wood, you know, the trees that you don't kill can destroy, which carries all the knowledge anyway, so you write your interpretation of what you say is the knowledge that you gain, so someone else can be subliminally blinded by your perception, you know, and blocking their perception, again, blocking the vibration, you know, decreasing the vibration and certainly not elevating it, you know. And what happens now, you have to go and take some products to help you to increase your vibration, you know, instead of doing what is within you to do naturally. You're taking something else. Now you don't put too much chemicals. You don't put too much gas treatment, too much transmission fluid, too much oil, too much other daggone thing in your car, you know, now you wonder why your car don't start or it's running sluggish and it's just so unpredictable, you know, because you didn't let it be what it's supposed to be naturally.
Everybody's falling for the illusion.
Everybody's falling for the illusion. Everybody's falling for it. Hey, you ain't nobody unless you fall for the illusion. That's like them new J's, man.
Right.
If you don't got them new J's on, man, you ain't nobody, man. If you don't fall for the illusion, man, you ain't nobody, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that, you know, the drive with, and some of it, like I said earlier, you can nourish them back, you know what I'm saying, to be a productive, you know what I'm saying, give us to this tree of life. But then some of them, man, they just, there's nothing you can do for them. They flatline. They flatline. That's what it is, Mama Pearl. They flatline.
And
but you got another caller
so
as well,
clearly.
Too.
Okay, all right.
They call
that
postlix activity.
Postlix activity?
Yeah, when I used to be in the hospital before people would actually die, I could sit there and watch when their heart actually goes up, and you will still get the semblance of visit. Postlix activity. If you're still getting the resemblance that there's a heartbeat, but there isn't one. They're dead. These people walking around vibrating. They just got all this vibration energy that they're just responding to nature, but they have no soul or spirit about themselves.
Okay. So when you're considered dead is when your mind is totally disconnected?
Oh, yeah. Well, most definitely in that sense. Now, that would take it to a whole other topic, yeah. But that's
mm-hmm.
another story. When your etheric cord and your mentality and your awareness is gone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brother Brad, who do we have with us?
Let me bring him on. I was listening to your son. Hey, you said some deep stuff just now. You know, I need to get my pen and paper. 912, you're on Strange Fruits with Mama Pearl. What's your name and where you calling from? Oh, Mama Pearl, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead and say Mama Pearl.
Greetings. No, you're doing a wonderful job. Greetings. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Peace and greetings, Mama Pearl.
Oh, greetings.
This is Trinity. Some people call me Tootie. I'm calling from Savannah.
Okay. Greetings.
From the Savannah
Black. It's so beautiful. I with my sister, y'all. That's a beautiful thing. You know, I love my brothers, but you best believe I can't help but love my sister. Thank you so much for joining us, my sister. And I know that, you know, you come from that tree, you know. So what is it that you want to share with us and add to, you know, us rising here this evening, Trinity? I love that.
Thank you. The dilemma that I'm having is explaining to someone, because they use the word conscious all the time. They have this conscious community. They do debates and, you know, they pull out history and try to break down history and explain it, which is good. But my thing is, when they use this word conscious or consciousness, you know, I'm trying to explain to someone that there's a state of being that, that is a peace, you know, and it's like pure awareness, pure consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, pure. I mean, like newborn baby, no worry, wanting for nothing, peace beyond measure, you know, and that's what I think of when I hear the word consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Not to take away from knowledge of self, you know, and getting all of the knowledge, but you can get all the knowledge you want. That knowledge won't bring you to this particular peak, you
Come
know.
Yeah. That's true.
I've been sort of kind of smashed into a nation, an organization, a sect, or whatever. And I'm trying to get the information because I feel that, you know, it's always proper to continue to grow. As long as you're breathing, you should want to learn and want to grow. But you can't tell me what I already know. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
And it was something that I had to experience. So you can't tell me all your written words and all this regurgitation is enlightenment. You understand what I'm saying? You can't tell me what I already know.
That's
now,
right.
It would have been a different story if you would have caught me 2 years ago, you know, hadn't experienced that. But after I experienced that, how can I take steps down to let you bring me back up the ladder with written information and regurgitation? How can I do that? It's hard for me to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's going backwards. You know, you can't do that. But you said it, you know, when you first open your mouth, my sister, and that's one of the things I've been trying to, you know, to express and echo real loud, that there is a difference between consciousness and awareness. You know, you said that you are aware, but yet they're conscious. And you can just, and I like to use a simile because we're visual people. Say you go, you know, someone who's in the hospital, they were unconscious for, you know, a while. But, you know, they regained their consciousness. Okay, so they're conscious. But do they know where the hell they are? No, they have no awareness. So there's a difference between being conscious and awareness, you know. So
people
you are aware.
Around.
You know, but yeah, but we have so many people, like I say, these organic portals now because they adapt and they assimilate. You know, now everybody is conscious. They walk around bumping into every damn body, but they're conscious. But they have no idea where the hell they are or who the heck they are, really, or what's going on with them. But they got all this knowledge, but they hadn't injected it yet. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah,
you know what I think? I think that they have the knowledge. There's no debate in the knowledge that they have, but as they don't have entombment.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean
there
by having entombment, they don't have entombment with the spirit.
That's right.
And they think that, well, you know what? It couldn't have been what it is. You couldn't have felt that because you didn't starve yourself to death. You couldn't have felt that because you had standing your head for 48 hours, you know, with your arms spread, you know, like upside down cross. You know, You couldn't have felt that because you haven't read this right here. So you mean to tell me you was walking down the street and out the blue, this happened to you, that happened to you, and that happened to you. The same thing in this book. You'd be like, you know what? Not only did this happen to me, that happened to me, and that happened to me from out that book, but it was 10 times as better as that book said it is.
Come on. Oh,
but your thing is, you don't know, Mama Pearl's like going to church and people getting catching the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Now, they say, you know what, they're faking. But from someone who have caught that feeling, I ain't going to sit here and say that, no. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that they was faking. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But I do know that there are people that go and they plant themselves in the church. And they watch and they look and see what type of move that the people that really do have that chakra awakening, that kundalini awakening, they look and see the behaviors that they do, whether they fall out or whether, they shake or, you know, whether they get hot or whatever. And then they go and they try to imitate it. But see, to the untrained eye, they don't know that these people are fake. But they will try to talk shit to bring down what it is that you feel and what you experience just to take you away from it because it's something, because of all their logic and because of all their knowledge. How do you say? You can't see the forest because of the trees.
That is true. Because all the daggone wood, man, they're surrounded by wood. I can say, you know, all the logic, all the knowledge that they gathered came from wood, which is, you know, from the trees that they dug. But again, let me just take it real quickly right back here to this Bible, some of the instruction that, you know, our ancestor, and again, this is just our perception, my perception of things. I refuse to give the beast credit for anything, you know. And this, let me just point this out. Let me just say this and make it clear right here. This is my assimilation, belief and fact, right? Because belief means to accept something that is true. And now we got this whole fight and huge discussion over whether or not, you know, a man ever existed named Jesus because his name wasn't Jesus and so and such and that. And we got all these scholars who know the difference. And it could be true, you know, because the day wasn't there and all that. I could say the story changes, but the principle remains the same. But here is my belief, okay? And it's my choice. I believe. I never met this man, Jesus, who they say and wrote all the story about and have controversy all over the world. I never met this man, Jesus. But I believe that he did walk this planet. That's my belief. I believe he did. Now, this is a fact. I know he was a black man. I know he was my brother. That's a fact. In order to have anyone to live in, you know, the under Ra, the son of God, like that, it had to have been a melanated black man. And then you give me the description that he has woolly hair like me and burnt feet like me. You know, that's my brother. So that's my belief to the fact. That's what I chose to choose to believe. That's just because I'm on this side of the equator. If I was on another side, I'd probably believe in something else, you know, but then I have to have a fact to go with that belief. Like I'm saying, I never met the brother, you know, and like I never met Christopher Columbus, that snake. I never met him, but I believe he exists, and I know he did the shit that he did, just like I never met my brother, and I know he's my big brother, you know. I mean, he's my friend. I knew that shit all my life, you know, but I do know that he was a black man. But this is what Jeremiah said. He said, and then the word of the Lord, this is in Jeremiah 4 and 5, the first chapter. And it says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then say I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that shall send thee, and whomever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touches my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then saith the Lord to me, thou hast seen well, for I hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me a second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a pot, and the fence thereof is towards the north. The Lord said to me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all inhabitants of that land. For I will call unto the families of the kingdom of the north, said the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall press every one of those at the entry of the gate of Jerusalem, and against all the walls that are round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and has burnt incense unto other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. Amen. You know, basically saying, you know, like I said, you have these seeds planted in you. You were chosen even before you were in the womb. You know what I'm saying? And this is, you know, one reason why we are truly against abortions and, you know, Planned Parenthood, who's that Margaret Thatcher, you know, who truly all these things is trying to prevent that, you know, the black Messiah from coming through, someone who's going to rise up the conscious awareness in people. They don't mind you being conscious. They don't want you to be aware, so this is what they're trying to prevent. Something that's in you that is encoded to wake up anyway, you know, because just like any seed, you know, there's an encode inscribed inside by the creator of all creators when it's time for you to wake up and to bloom and when to speak, you know, can't no one stop you. That's why I want to encourage, you know, Brother Black, you know, and I hope we can all get with that burning. It's crucial that we burn that image, you know. Yeah, and that's going to break the spell. Watch a lot of these people. They're going to self-destruct because they're going to be so angry that you burn their image, and there's really nothing they can do about it but get angry and, you know, implode, you know, basically, you know. So, yes, burn it.
Richie, that is shocking.
Hmm. You sorry?
They all get around and start burning that image just like they burn, talk about burning the flag.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Let's collect them and put a great big pile and, you know, video and YouTube it all over the world, you know, how we all just get together and we burning the image and we dancing and, you know, the drum beating and, you know, we just doing our thing, burning that image. I think that would be a very symbolic. Yes.
Mama Pearl, one day can you do a show on knowledge, the difference between knowledge of self and spirituality? Because I feel as though those people that are not in tune with their spiritual side, they always put a witch out on people like me and yourself and your son and Carla. The Trinity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they have so much envy, and that's something kind of like we were talking about earlier. The envy and the jealousy that people have because of your connection. But they have the same connection, They have the
Absolutely.
Same connection. You know,
like
but they don't deny the spirit so much.
It's like somebody is a what they call it a prophetess comes to the church. You know, and the prophetess, you walk into the prophetess can tell you, you know what, you need to stop smoking, you need to start eating red meat, this and that, you know what I'm saying? I see if you don't, you're going to get real sick. You know, something matter with your feet right now, you're like, damn, I didn't know, and this and that right there. But see, when they were children, or maybe one day they just woke up and just heard the voice and followed that voice from that day and never had let that voice go.
Come on.
For us, our imagination dies when mama and daddy tell us, you need to stop playing with this right here. You need to stop, you know what I'm saying? No, you don't see nothing, boy. That's in your mind, this and that. Your grandmama been dead. I don't even, you know, I seen grandmama.
Right.
You ain't seen no grandma. Grandma dead and gone. Yes, I did. Grandma had told me to tell you. I don't even want to hear that foolishness you're talking about. You know what? That's
right.
Some more TV for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right there, that's when you kill that prophecy that's inside of all of us for your child. And us want to
that's
be logical
right.
so much, following up with these damn people who just don't naturally have the spirit. We lose
right.
touch and we lose the sounds of our higher self and our spirit, man. So
that's
those
right.
people that have as much knowledge as we do, they see us as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
They see us as a threat, and they would do anything that they can to put you back at that dead state again. Not saying that you're going to be dead physically, not saying you're going to be dead mentally, but your ass will be suffocated spiritually.
That's right. And we talked about the gin and the jam, and that's exactly what's happening. You know, now they had overpowered you, you know, and took you over. And, you know, and that word that again, I want to give big ups to the brother who created that video on Brianna and Jay-Z, the Rain Man, when he really just peeled it like an onion, all the different layers of demonicism, and truly showed the entity itself throughout the whole music that they were both exchanging with. And it was like, wow. And then when you can really rip it and you can see with your own spiritual eye this entity, you know, and the amount of demonicism that they had put into this video, and even the fact the melody that they hum is an incitement or an inducement or an enchantment, you know, some demonic enchantment that you're waking up a spirit that you have no idea about. You know, and that's the brilliance of it, you know, is that the ignorance of one over the other. Again, this is this alchemy that we had talked about, which we should not be afraid of, because Moses, Abraham, and certainly the Messiah, Jesus, performed this same alchemy. First, you have to realize what something is not before you can determine what it is. Because we are as God, created in the image and the likeness of God. So we are that little God, you know, because the Word, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know, we were the God, and the Word was with, you know, because the Word would be anything that is true and righteous and good. That's God, period. Those entities, that's the Word, that's truth, that's the righteous, that's good. You know, say anything about being all factual and, you know, hard as a stone because nothing is solid. It's true, righteous, and good. You know, those are the fruit. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. You know, the Spirit, that's what we're talking about, the Spirit. And those are just the fruit of the Spirit. And if you're in tune, you know, with the right vibration, the right frequency, not all sped up that you can't even recognize what the hell is going on. Because I don't know. You know, we want you to, you know, things just simple and mellow, because it is just that simple. Because we are as God. You know,
some people, they just, I'm scared of them myself. I'm scared of them. You know, I'm using the term scared because, like we had talked about earlier, you know,
I'm hauling. I'm leaving. I'm hauling ass. I'm not going to be around them because I know that at the very moment that they find out how in tune I am with my higher self and my spirit self, that their job becomes right there at that moment to try to kill it.
That's right. Kill it.
They are dangerous. They are
That's
dangerous.
Right.
You can't convince them. It's not for you to convince them.
That's
See, they've been convinced plenty of times before. And when that convincing came up, that thing came up, you know, they used some type of logic to dismiss it. You know, they're like, oh, man, that was because the light had reflected off the champagne glass, and it turned, and it hit the mirror, and I had a feather in front of it, and the feather had fell, and that's like an eagle wing. You know what I'm saying? You know, they always have some type of logic for it.
Right.
Everything. And here it is. That's what you do. You sit there, you say, you know what, damn. Well, maybe I am crazy. Maybe he is right. Maybe she is right because they done explained it so eloquently that it even have you second guessing. But what you don't realize is every time you second guess the spirit, it gets lower and lower and lower and lower. Like we were talking about earlier, it never go away. It never, ever go. You always have it. You had it in your last life, the life before that. You always had it. That's your inner of your inner. But when you deny it, it can't do nothing for you. It's like having, I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a good example. I'm a billionaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have $1 billion, and it's tucked away inside this safe that, you know, for safekeeping. Now, ask me for a damn dollar. Even though I'm a billionaire, I can't give it to you because I forgot the combination. I forgot the combination, baby, so hey. All of us have that $1 billion. But over time, we deny that we even have it. And when we remember that we do or we try to have access to it, we been and forgot the combination.
Absolutely.
We forgot the damn combination.
Absolutely.
And that's what people do. They try to get you to forget, you know, deny your money, deny your I'm going to go ahead, Mom.
Deny what's within you. But that all takes you back to that movie, Leviathan. You know, Levi. Isn't that the name of the movie Denzel Washington wrote? Was it Levi?
Oh yeah, the book of Eli.
There you go. Yeah,
the
book of Eli. It's awesome. You know, you want to take a simulation of it. You know, the brother had all this with him in him, and I'll never forget when he said, you know, go get some, you know, paper and pencil and, you know, a lot of paper. You know, because the book is in him. He could write over and over and over again. But the man, because of his greed, had already taken everything from, you know, all of the citizens. And he wanted this book. And he abused, you know, his beautiful, pure-hearted, you know, wife who was blind and the daughter. You know, but he wanted a book, and when he finally killed and maimed and lied and cheated and did everything to get it, the book was in Braille, and the only one who could read it is the one that he abused and disrespected, and she refused. She wouldn't read it. You can control the body. You can't make me do anything. So, I mean, all of that, you know, I thought about, you know, that the book. You know, it's in you. So I try to talk to you, what if you don't have a book? You know, what if one day you can't find the damn crystals? You woke up and your bag of rocks is gone. You know, I mean, what the hell are you going to do? You know?
Say it again, Mama Pearl. Say it again.
You know, what are you going to do? You don't have no books. You know, you have no crystal. Your bag of rocks and bones, all those things are gone. You have no idea where they are. But that's your ability to connect to the spiritual realm. What are you going to do?
Be like the children of Israel, walk around for 40 years lost in the lost in the wilderness. Lost in the wilderness, just lost. Trying to get back to the top of that mountain, to that burning bush, to the I am that I am.
Someone made a funny joke about the wisdom eyes. You know, who's that? What's the name? The wisdom eyes. With Tobo,
Dorothy.
Yeah, Dorothy. And she's on a one-way street in Lost on a one-way. On a one-way road, and she is lost. Yeah,
trying to get to the Emerald City.
Oh my goodness, which is a puppet that has been pulling the strings with exactly what, you know, function, you know, Ralph was saying about the hologram, the illusion all the time, because we're so visual, you know, visual people. You know, we believe in these two fake eyes because we refuse, so like I said, get the lazy behind up and go walk to the wall and turn the switch on. The light is always in there, but you won't, you know, activate it, you know, so.
Mama Pearl, you got another caller. If you mind, I just want to read something right quick. It won't take up for like a minute. A minute and probably about 38 seconds.
Okay.
This right here is out that same book, Dr. Amos Wilson. This is from Arthur Lecture, The Blueprint for Black Power. It's Africa-Centered Consciousness versus the New World Order, Garveyism in the Age of Globalism. Dr. Amos Wilson. Like I said, if people want to understand what's going on, I ask that they get this book. But, you know, he said, culture as a social engineering entertainment vehicle. A culture creates its own possessing spirit and inculcates those spirits into the bodies of its members so that those members, in defending their own egos, in defending their own interests, in defending what they perceive as their own needs, and satisfying their own tastes, and satisfying their own values, satisfy the needs of the culture, enrich the culture, empower the culture, defend the culture, and advance the interests of the culture. So how does the culture implant its spirit into its members? It does so in a strong and primordial way. It uses vehicles. And one of the major vehicles it uses is music, rhythm, song, dance. A culture involves people moving together in tandem, in rhythm. It involves them having the same temporal sense, the same kind of time clock, so that they can move in synchrony one with the other. And music is about synchrony. Poetry is about synchrony. Song is about synchrony. Music is about symbols, and ultimately it is through symbols that they invoke behavior from people. So when a culture creates symbols, those symbols are designed to invoke particular types of reactions, feelings, and moods in its members. A culture establishes the potency of those symbols through rituals, through song, and through dance. One of the best ways to inculcate cultural values, a cultural spirit, is through entertainment. It is while the members are being entertained, while they are feeling good, that the song is carrying the cultural values into the mind and into the body. The lyrics that represent the cultural interests of the cultural value and the cultural values are being carried on the vehicle called music, through the vehicle called poetry. The togetherness, the cooperativeness, the mutual movement together and the synchrony of the culture is being entrained through the music and through the rhythm of the dance. So, therefore, when you let another people take over your music, when you let another people take over your dance and attach their content to it, they will own you, your music, your dance, your cultural symbols, your mind, your bodies, and your spirit.
That's right.
People don't believe that.
And check it out, Namuru, that's perfect universal law. And they know that.
We forgot it. Oh, we forgot it. Hey, man, ain't nothing but a beat. Hey, man, I don't listen to the music. I don't listen to the beat. I don't listen to that bullshit, if you're saying. Nappy, happy. I don't listen to the beat.
Yeah.
And that's what's so subliminal and so less like a double barrel sawed off shotgun. I just listen to the beat, but yet you get these words and how they're formulated, constantly implanting this information and data into your mind, and you're storing it. You know, so now when you're not hearing the music physically, you're still playing in your subconscious mind, and now you're hearing these words, they're coming forward to the foreground. You know, and now you're feeling it, you're understanding it, and now you're getting into the words. It's just phenomenal. That's why rap is so important, hip-hop, and we have to take that back because that is our culture. That is us, because it's all about the bass. It's all about the drums. It's all about the music. And it's all about the words and the power of the words combined. It's explosive. You know, with the right words and the right music throughout the world, that alone, the proper vibration and frequency can shake all kinds of stuff in the universe that was set up here to entrap it, you know, and hold us bonded. You know, one of the things we have to learn how to break the yoke, we have to learn how to bind things, you know, whatever you lose here in heaven, you also lose, you know, on earth. And whatever you bind in heaven, you also bind in earth. It's like that macro and the macro. You have to know what it is that you want and whatever you want to loosen, whatever you want to bind, and where you want to loosen and bind it at. You know, but that is, again, a universal law, you know. And Press to know about that and their feeling. And that's what I always admired about that movie, Dark Crystal, you know, when they were, you know, sucking up the
essence. I got Dark Crystal.
Yeah, sucking up the
essence. Yeah, I got that movie. About the melanin, The harvest is... Dark Crystal, Some people in my crowd, they like to say, they like to use terms and words like spookism. Spookism. What is spookism?
I just want to know. Clarify to me. What is that you're talking about? What, I don't know what spookism is. I don't deal with no spookism. What is that?
You're talking about spirit. You're talking about entities, deities, and you're talking about anything that can't be shown and proved. In a sense of the supernatural, you know. Remember, like, looking at Scooby-Doo? Through the whole Scooby-Doo cartoon, the ghosts would be doing some crazy stuff, right? And then at the end, when they catch out, they find out the person, you know, it was a person, it wasn't a ghost or a spirit. They said, well, you know, explain how did he go through the wall? Oh, the way he went through the wall was because of this. Because, you know what I'm saying, they had an explanation for everything. And as a kid, you're looking at it, even though it's a cartoon, you're thinking that it's all real, you know. This is, well, how did he hover above everybody with this trip wire, you know, and this pulley. You're like, oh, okay, you know, and that's what people try to do to convince you that what you're seeing and what you're hearing and what you're thinking is an illusion. So they call it spookism.
Right. You know, and it's so funny, but everything in this Holy Bible speak about it. You know, the Bible clearly talks about, oh, yeah, there are aliens and extraterrestrials. You know, and it talks about this cloud that gives you shade by day and light by night, you know, and all that stuff. He talks about the Ezekiel wheel and, you know, things like that and spreading the, you know, the Red Sea and, but, you know, but they can't equate that to what really could be happening because they say, you know, there's no such thing as anything phenomenal, but yet, you know, they say they have a blessing. You know, that's supposed to be something phenomenal. I don't get people, you know, they're thinking, you know, it's just not logical and rational, you know, at all, you know, so I don't know.
You said it right, Paul. That's their thinking. They're thinking. That's what it is. They're thinking. Yeah, that's their problem. They're damn thinking. They don't know how to let the thinking go and just to let the feeling come on.
Mm.
When the feeling comes, they might want to be like, hey, man, I'm feeling kind of funny, man. I need me some weed, bro. I need me some drink, bro.
Right.
And that feeling
coming,
that thing is trying to overtake them to give them the instruction, the encoding. But they're running and they're running and he's running. You know what, Mama Pearl? I got a song, if you don't mind, when you know, it's 14 minutes left, and you got to call them live. But I got a song I want to play as the outro. It's called Running Away. It's a beautiful song. But you got to call us on the line.
Well, let's see who we have on the line. Let's bring them forth.
All right, bring them forth. All right.
Yeah.
There you go, Mama Pearl.
I write you peace and greetings. What are your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
I don't know. Probably they was holding on for a while. 441. I don't know. But go ahead, Mama Pearl.
No, you go ahead. I want to hear the song that you were talking about.
You want me to play it now? It's called Running.
I'm sorry.
It's called Running Away. It's called Running Away.
Mr. Trinity wanted to say something. What was
Hotel.
Hold on. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. Hold up for a second. I'll call her. Go ahead, Sister Trinity. She was quiet for a minute, Mama Pearl. She asked a question, and she laughed like one time, and she said you was right, and then she laughed again, and she didn't say nothing else. So I thought maybe she had music.
Whatever. Mama Pearl, I have an issue, and it bothers me so much because everybody wants to be a part of something. I guess the new movement is being a part of something. And I'm all good with being a part of something if we as a people can unite and lay down what separates us and build up on what we have in common. But a lot of these groups or sects or nations or whatever, they're not trying to lay anything down.
Right.
You know, and I'm all good for laying whatever I have down to be a part of something if they were going to lay something down.
Absolutely.
But the other dilemma that I have is that a lot of these groups kind of put women underfoot or want women to be less than. And it's hard for me to just sit at a place where I'm less than because I know that I'm not. You understand
how,
that?
How can you be when you give birth to both? You must have a left brain and a right brain if you give birth to both, and you were granted and ordained to be the first teacher. Come on now.
Right.
Special.
Right. Exactly. You know, I'm with equality, and once you voice that, then all of a sudden, magically, you become a feminist.
Mm.
You know? And that's not the case, you know. So that's the dilemma that I'm having.
Well, you know, it should not be a dilemma, my sister, because, you know, I mean, again, if you're interested in being amongst a certain group or a certain ideology, again, I like to use, you know, the assimilation of the cartoon of the leopard and the panther, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now the panther being slick, you know, and the leopard saying, you know, the panther said to the leopard, you're a panther. And the leopard, you know, no. The leopard saying, I'm a panther. And the panther saying, no, you're a leopard. And the leopard saying, no, I'm a panther. Got so confused because he didn't know himself. He's actually a damn leopard, but he accepted the fact, okay, I'm going to be a panther. But you're a leopard. You know, you got to know who you are. Now, if you're a damn leopard and you're going to say, and these panthers are going to convince you that you're a damn panther, and you're the only damn one that got these spots, but now you're so blind, you're gonna convince yourself you don't see them. These spots don't matter. You are as jet black as these damn leopards. But it's not true. But you put that in your mind. You block your son, your perception, that you want to be amongst them just because, you know, this is a clique or a group, and it's not you, you know, when you're supposed to be a free spirit. If you're interested, again, in being a part of a religion or a clique or whatever, I mean, that again, I mean, we all can freely do whatever we want to do. but that is not utilizing your free will. The only time you use your free will is to resist something that is going against your spirit, you know, and you can know that because now something within you has been affected and something within you is twisted, you know, so that's the only time when you utilize your free will. We all have it. Like I said, utility runs freely. Fire burns, it's going to damn burn. Pain is freaking pain no matter what. You know, it's there. But if you don't want to get that, you resist it. And that's when you use your free will. Now, I can tell you, you know, because I'm free of all of that, you know, because the spirit is within me. And he said the truth will make you free. And like the brother said, you know, I am spirit, so therefore I am free. Of course, because the spirit goes where it wants. I'm a representative right now because we are in some serious, serious, serious times. And it's been written, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Regardless of how we got so many people trying to make it so, this is a spiritual warfare, you know, for wicked, wicked, wicked principalities in high, dark places and of the rulers of this world. And principalities are your government and your churches. So these are the wicked principalities that we have to battle, and which is also what we have to use in order to gain our freedom and our independence as a people. You know, if you just want to be with a clique and just get some identification for a clique you're in, and you still have no ownership of the land, and you can't govern your own damn self and your own children and develop your own culture and ideology and heal the sick and the wounded and diseased minds that, you know, we as a people have, you know, been privy to, you know, now the fact that we have so many children and family outside of our race because of all the mixtures, we have to heal all of that because all of that can be reversed. You know, black on black seed popping, black seed popping, we can kill those germs of that germ man. We can reverse all that. But we have to be in the same mindset and ideology of the principles, not of just the culture. So what I'm saying, all that to say, my sister, is that I represent the Provisional Government for the Republic of New Africa. That's PGRNA. And they're carrying on the legacy and the ideology that was put forth by our brother Nat Turner way back in the day. You know, that we have to have our own complete, you know, independence, you know, and to be self-governed of ourselves. And for right now, we're concentrating on the five states that our ancestors were brought into from that strange fruit, you know, so many of them being hung, the spirit, the blood still there, you know, in these lands. That's Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and South Carolina. These are the five states that we constitute as our national territory, you know, and we're trying to let all of our brothers and sisters know, black people, all descendants from that strange fruit, you know, from the Atlantic slave trade, know that we're here. You know, and it's time for us to be self-governed. We have to have a government to go up against a government because power only succeeds to power. I don't care. You can have 1,000 people in your group run up against a damn government. That's nothing. They're not going to respect you because you're not a government. It's like you can't go into a court of law without having an attorney and able to present yourself using that language in the tones of the attorney, the legal jargon, you know. So it is what it is. And like I said, it was written by one of the oldest books, and it's not against flesh and blood, but against evil, wicked principalities and rulers of this world. And principalities, the churches, and the government. So, but then again, our big brother already told us, and people just refused because of the perception that was put in their stupid minds. Our big brother told us that upon this rock I build my church. Okay, the church is within us. He said you visit your church you know, frequently. He didn't say you know, often. He didn't say you go there, you know, every Sunday. You don't forget about the work that you're supposed to do. You don't turn your back on your family and the cleaning, and children being hungry, and your homework, and your husband's meeting, and things like that. You know, to go up there in a church when the church is within you. That's what he was trying to tell us. You know, and when you want to, you know, fellowship, you're going to fellowship with someone with a like mind and a like spirit as you. You know, mm-hmm. not just go up in the church and sit around with a bunch of devils, you know. And then the funny thing about it is these devils, they have us watching television. So when they come up with their televisions and movie programs, they talk about the physical vampires and physical werewolves and all these kinds of creepy, crawly things they want us to make us think that these diseased mental people. But where do they capture these damn people? Where do they be residing? In the damn church. So again, and then we read in Revelation, you know, we talk about when he come back in these churches and these principalities roll to them. But, you know, here you spending your time turning your back on your work and your family, because now your spirit and your soul is twisted even more so now, because you're like, oh my God, should I pay attention to the preaching man or should I pay attention to my family? Shut up, son, we ain't gone home yet. Here, take this testament and put it in your mouth. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. But then our big brother told us again, he says, whatever there is confusion, I ain't in it. I ain't there. Who's to offer us confusion? As above, so as below. You can't have it one way or not the other. He said, I ain't there. I'm not the offer of confusion. Mm-mm. I come to help you see clear. And that's why he said he had to lean to the Spirit, the Comforter, can come. That's that Holy Spirit that resides in me, you, people all over the world at the same doggone time. That's why he said it'd be hard to fool the elite. And I'll tell you, I had someone trying to fool me. And then Jesus, I'm the Holy One. Da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, I go out, you know, get some other meditative state, because I learned how, you know, meditate and get there in that zone in a second. And I'm like, wow, here I'm communicating. That same spirit has been with me, you know, has been here, you know, but then I got this fool in here that tells me he's Jesus. And I said, well, you know, one thing I can tell you is that my friend Jesus told me to let me get the hell on.
Oh, wow, Mama. You know, fireman. For real. Oh, man.
You know, so wow. when you're free and you're connected to Ra and your ancestors, you know, all that, because the spirit of our ancestors, you don't have to call them. The spirit moves forward. And they certainly move forward to the ones who are open, you know, and have that third eye open, who is, you know, receptive to receive, that goodness. And that's why it's so important, you know, our brother, you know, the great man, our brother Marcus Messiah Garber, he keeps talking about the whirlwind, which is that collective pool, you know, that our conscious, you know, our conscious and aware and foreparents have collected in this pool. But we have to open up ourselves, you know, so that we can allow these spirits and worldly spirits to move. Because the Most High have already given us that authority to do so. You know what I'm saying? That's why I just try to tell people, you give, and our brother said it too, you give the season what is season, you give to God what is God, the Most High what is Most High, which is the spiritual realm. If you're just interested in the physical realm because that's Caesar's world, give it to him. You know, you pay your taxes, don't lie to people, you borrow the dollars and so on, you know, so you're going to pay them back on Tuesday, don't come back with a bag on hand, but give them a dollar. You know, you do right. You do justice. This is Caesar's world. But, you know, you're going to say something, you're going to do something. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Mama Pearl. Go ahead. If the broadcast goes off, just call back in about 3 minutes, and we're going to do it again. But I think they're going to let us go ahead and switch to this other hour. You got another call on the line. Plus, you have a caller that I had buzzed in. That's on the line with the mic open. I think that's Messiah. And You have a caller from 404 on the line as well.
Let's bring them in and let us just share.
All right. 404, go ahead, Mama Pearl.
What's up to the family? All right, Mama Pearl, I hear y'all going in. This brother MPL, you know what I mean? And
yes.
I want to thank you for dropping through building with me last week, and y'all doing it. Savannah Black putting it down. Both of y'all putting it down. I just wanted to call in. You know, I was laying in the cut, but I just wanted to come out and just tell y'all, you know, I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, crazy.
Hey,
too, was that?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Mama Pearl, you know, you Mama Pearl, you make me feel high. You make me feel high, high in mind and high in spirit. I'm sorry, you just.
Okay.
Oh, man,
I'm feeling
high. I'm feeling it. You know, and this is what our brother said in the spirit. And he says, whenever there's two or more, there I am in the midst, in the spirit. So if we all feeling it, you know, and I'm giving all praises to the Most High, I mean, that ain't us, you know, that's that spirit that we, you know, we ignited. That's the electromagnetism, you know, and we're just connected and in tune. We're all an instrument, and we're playing our part, and we're in tune, making that music, that sweet, savory sound, not the sweet meat. The sweet, savory sound. You know, so it's a beautiful thing. Boy, you guys have truly lifted my spirit, because, you know, my heart was, you know, a little, my confidence was, you know, a little low, and I was going to force it when I came in and I heard that intro song. I mean, that always did, I mean, it truly did just. Because, you know, I'm just feeling the spirit of, you know, our ancestors and, you know, certainly my foreparents, you know, are coming forth within me. And you all truly have probably never seen the strange fruit, you know, and smelt that smell, you know. But, and then to realize now, my God, is just all for nothing, for jealousy, just because, you know, ha-ha, yeah. But they had a license to do so, you know. So it's, man. And then, you know, to not harden your heart. So, you know, you have a right to, you know, want to hate. But, you know, hating is being self-destructive to yourself. You know, you have that right to be angry, you know, because the Most High get angry. And, but one of the things that, as far as being a Christian and religion, the system of religion have you doing is to think that you are not, you know, use as a weapon, as a spirit to take revenge, you know, that you are supposed to be a puppet to be abused and to be beat over and over and over again. But, hey, that's something that, you know, in all of my life has never come to me, you know. It's like, no. You know, if you telling me, and, you know, I hear all kinds of conflicting stories, but this great man is so controversial all over the world, was executed for me, I ain't got to take shit for nobody. I mean, who are you? You know I'm going to say it?
Okay. Wow. You are speaking my language. I'm telling you. And I think a lot of women need to hear that. We yearn for that. We need that. We crave that. We need it like we need air to breathe. I mean, that is what we've been missing. That's what we need.
Yeah.
You know, where can we go unless we fall upon the men that want to keep us underfoot or don't recognize equality? Where else can we go? We have nowhere to go, so we need you.
Well, Mama is here. You know, the tree is here. Like I said, the fruits don't fall far from the tree. And it's a simple thing. You know, it's so simple. I mean, really. How is it, not unless you came from a rock or truly have been created from parts, you know, like Frankenstein and hooked up to some daggone electricity and with shocks and bolts to wake your ass up, you know. But if you came from a seed, within a seed, which the man carries that seed, it implanted that into the ground, into the belly, into the womb of the woman. And I just read to you, Jeremiah, where the Creator said, even before you were in the womb, I knew you, you know, and I want to talk about where I appointed you, you know, prophets among nations, even when you were in the womb on a spiritual level. You know, but then you planted that in the womb with the mother who is connected, you know, spiritually, you know, with the divinity who is constantly feeding not only that baby physical food, but spiritual food, being the creator, being a creator of this God. Now, you've got this woman who is supposed to be beneath the man, but yet she created and gives birth to a God. That's ass backwards. That makes no sense.
Right.
You know, it takes a nobody and nothing to create a God. Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, Mama Pearl, I'm talking a whole bunch of trash, right? Hey, and I said, yeah, man, you know, we need to have some women, you know, to be on the side of us and this and that. But then the conversation came up. After I said what I said, and a couple of brothers said what they said, and it involves this thing called mitochondrial DNA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
said, well, what is this thing that you're talking about, my brother? and after he broke it down, and he broke mm-hmm. it down, and he explained it to me. You know what? I got on my knees. I said, you know what? I submit. It's nothing I can say whatsoever to go back into my old way of thinking after hearing that again.
Okay.
And I was telling brother Anthony earlier when I talked to him today, I said, man, let me tell you something that I would not ever do again as long as I live. I spent a good bit of my life thinking backwards about the woman instead of thinking forward about the woman.
That's
and
right.
I tell somebody in a minute, man, look here, let me tell you something, man. You said you God, what about the woman? Oh, the woman is the earth. You say, well, the woman is the earth, and you the God, you know we made the woman. Man, do you know how you sound? Can you imagine the one that you call God, which you putting as a man, walking around and just ejaculating this?
Mm.
I said, it just don't make no sense.
Mm.
But it did mm-hmm. something to my, when I heard it, it did something to my DNA.
Come on, man.
You see what I'm saying? And it had brought me back to the rightful place of that I'm supposed to have been and to bringing up the beautification and the protection.
Mm.
And making sure that those trees are clear in the forest so my queen and any other woman woman that want to have outside into what's going on and to want to be able to walk where they want to walk, talk where they want to talk, I'm supposed to be their Tyler. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
am their Tyler. I am their Minister of Defense.
That's right.
And a lot of brothers,
let me slide this in real quick.
I'm hearing everything going on, Mama Pearl. I'm gonna keep my composure. I feel a lot of things and see a lot of things, but I don't want to make it out to be certain things. But my whole thing is what I'm saying is I wanted to come in and say is that I had a lot of things because the subjects was jumping and jumping, but I feel a lot of things, so I just wanted to be on the right thing. The last thing I could have and I could build on is I love my mama. I see my mama posting so much stuff. I see my mama, man, but my daddy always been there. My daddy had to struggle. It's like both of them had to go through the struggles just to breed their kids and make their kids be on a level. But it all come down to my mama. So I heard the sister talking earlier. She was like, you know, when we did, we brothers that got the consciousness and know what they know. One thing any brother can always tell me, my biggest like mistake, or I say not mistake, but weakness is like with a female, and it's and I'll be like this right here, it's the wrong one, because I got an example of my mama, and I've been trying to go out there and save everything that was kind of like on a lesser sense that wasn't going in the path I was going on. And everybody like, boy, you need to deal with people like your sisters and your mama. And I always want to, like, save them. So I can understand that cat don't save them type of syndrome. But I'm like, you know, I got to deal with sisters that's on my level trying to go what I'm trying to do, trying to produce the God. You know, I need that, you know. But at the same time, it's a lot of sisters that's like, I don't know what you going to do. You going to be trying to be controlling? I don't know now. I'm skeptical, you know, so it's really like a battle, but I understand what the sister's saying, you know, and what she's saying. But I stand strong. I love my mama. But on to the next thing, that's why I go hard like I go, and if you ain't understanding, I like when I deal with a sister, if you doing what you supposed to do and you with me and you want to breed this God, or you want to raise these gods, I'm with you. But if I got a battle with you, and I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't try to procreate no more if I ain't got a sister like that on that level. Let's say, let's go. This is how we going to do it. Creatorship. Right. I got the life force. You got the creator force. We bring this together.
Absolutely.
And it's not no separation of the vision. We going to keep it together. We going to keep it cool because we know we trying to produce this melanated being. We trying, you know, the sun and the moon coming together. We trying to make this star.
That's right.
For us, liberation. Okay. I'm a Pisces. I get the most. But I tell you like that, I love my mama. That's all I got to say. And I'm going to ride for my mama or any sister out there that's in consciousness that want to do the right thing. That's why in the Bible when they talk about you, they love Jesus, because Jesus was like, man, I don't care. I got my niggas with me. But, hey, I got a whole lot of women with me, too,
because
I'm going to ride for them. And if y'all don't like it, that's what it is. But I'm still that warrior now. But I'm going to ride for my mama, and I'm going to ride for the women. I'm going to ride for the God. I mean, it's female. Okay. Like the brother broke it down. It's female. Everything can't. Everything is feminine. You got to understand the feminine. Then you got to know your lineage. I know my bloodline. I know who my daddy is. I know who my father is. It comes through the blood. The bloodline. I know who my daddy is. My daddy been there with me. Now, they say I'm rebellious. I'm on some other stuff. But, I know what it is. But, like I said, I love my mama, and I'm riding. Sister, baby, one thing about it, R.B., I could deal with them dudes out there. They could come with all the knowledge, this, that, or say this, that. I always had that. Man, I love my mama. And I'm a conscious dude. I'll go to battle with anybody. That's why Tupac was so strong.
That's right.
Battle with anybody. You can say with anything. Any brother on here right now, and I saying I got emotions like that, I ain't even attacking nobody. I'm just saying
that's
what I got to say. I ain't shutting nobody down.
That's right.
But I ride for my mama, and I handle anything. However you want to go, command it. I mean, whatever you want to do.
Come on.
Chemistry, biology, algebra. I'll break it down. Israel, ISIS.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'll break it down. You know what I'm saying? Raw, L. I'll break down all the alchemy and science. Hey, you know, I'm still that dude. I'm still that nigga. And I can I did time in prison. But, you know, put like this. When they talk about Jesus, Imhotep, because in Egypt, you deal with Ahtmoses and you deal with Nefertari, and they had Imhotep, which is Akhenaten. He changed his name from Imhotep to Akhenaten because he wanted to represent the monotheism, and he changed the capital to bring all the creative forces under monotheism, because we all got creative forces and all forces out there, but we got to know to bring it to one. So that's who is Akhenaten. That's where the European get his monotheism from. But that's a direction for us to go back to know everything that's out there in the cosmos for us to embody.
That's right.
And when you look at it, when you look at the story, every story they got goes back and ties into that, because everything is a science. Ahtmoses, he had a wife named Nefertari, Mary Amun, the beloved of Amun. And they had the son Akhenaten, who came through that put up the mono, you know, the monotheism. But you gotta look, when Moses went in, he ran all the Hyksos and all the white folks back up out of Egypt, ran up out of Egypt. This is what I mean. If I'm just talking, I'm using science and archaeology and history that they use. Moses ran them back up out of Egypt, the knowledge sheet, the throne. The black woman was on the throne. They got her out of the throne, and that's when they went back in. That's why Moses had Mary Amun, the beloved Amun, Mary, the mother of God. Mary Amun had Akhenaten. They had him, but his name was his name was Amenhotep. But he changed it to Akhenaten. He went to Nathan instead of Amen, because Amen, he was the ray of many. He went and changed it to one. It's still the same concept, but he said the people lost. We got all this knowledge. It's just like we are right now. We separate. Right. We got all this knowledge, but we ain't coming into the one. I mean, you got your Hebrew Israelites out there. You got your Moors out there. You got everything. It's like, okay, now we knowing all this, we got to move it back to the one. Even when you go back to the one, the people are going to buck and rebel and say, no, that's not what we're doing. But let us get back to the one, then go free to go back to what we was doing.
Right.
And look at history, and they talk about Jesus. Is Yahshua Pandira.
Mm-hmm.
Yahshua Pandira was another individual that came from that bloodline. When they finally got, because the Hyksos, they finally took over Egypt. That's why we dealing with all this Masonic stuff right now. They finally took over Egypt, so we went back to Israel, what they call Israel land right now. And that's where Jesus Pandira at, because he was another brother speaking the same truth coming from that same bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the bloodline is everybody who on this phone and the tour and saying what I'm saying.
That's
bloodline
that's
knowing who you are and raising up. And it's science. For everything they say in the Bible, every period of time, it's a code. But at the
same time,
it's a period. It's a period in history that they use. They are. But one thing about the history, just like I tell you, Ahtmoses. Ahtmoses had Nefertari. They always talk about Nefertiti, and that's popular, but look up Nefertari, who got with Ahtmoses. Ahtmoses went in there, ran the Hyksos out of Egypt, our knowledge base. They ran them out of the Kemet. They ran them out of that. They ran them out of there because they took over just like they got over right now. They ran them out of there. Ahtmoses did that. So, I mean, but Thutmoses did it before that. But what I'm saying is that when you look at Egypt, they are going off the science of our people, and this actually happened in history, something that was embodied.
I would like to revise that word history. That was our story. And these are living words. So
my
now
story.
When I read those words, I saw what could have happened then, but I see them as up front and now, what is truly happening right now, because I can take those same stories and I can mirror them with circumstances that are happening right now. You know, that's what I'm saying. The story changed, but the principle remains the same. What was happening is that we get so caught up on the story, the dates, the time, the period, but we never evaluated the principle or the moral of the story.
That's right. Instead of applying the science, we start believing our stories. Our stories were just teaching tools for us. That's all our stories was teaching tools. And we start believing our own teaching tools for examples.
That's right. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct.
You know,
well, we're going to get back on that history. I love this mind. You know, me being the Minister of Youth for, you know, the Provisional Government for the Republic of New Africa, because I truly and sternly stand firm that, look, you can have your little club here and have your little business there, but if you still, you know, being controlled and ruled by your oppressor, your open enemy, the white man, how the hell can another race, you know, continue to rule over another race? That makes no sense, especially a one who is conscious and now aware. I mean, that's ludicrous. That makes no sense. So we have to be in a position where we are governing ourselves. You know, we have to get into that political arena. We have to put our government in a place that it will fight for us. And that's what the government is for the people, of the people, all about the people, to get in there and construct this machine. I tell you all, and I can't echo this enough, the Provisional Government for the Republic of New Africa is 46 years old. You know, the elders are getting old. I spoke with, you know, and everyone will tell you as far as the freedom fighters, he is our elder, Barbara Herman Ferguson, you know, the founder of the Malcolm X Grassroots Foundation, you know, and he is the elder, you know, and everybody gives Barbara Ferguson so much respect, you know, and his props, and they should be, and he is one of the original signers of our declaration for the Provisional Government for the Republic of New Africa. But, you know, I mean, he is very, very ill, very sick, you know, and, you know, his wife is watching over him patiently, constantly, and I got a chance to speak with him, you know, Saturday. And, you know, he's like, who is this? They're like, Mama Pearl. And he says, where are you calling from? Because, you know, there's quite a few Mama Pearls, you know. And I'm like, wow. He said, where are you? I said, Atlanta. You know, I'm like, Atlanta. He's like, oh, my goodness, it's such an honor to speak to you. And I'm floored. I'm like, you know, an honor to speak to me. You know, I mean, I'm honored to speak to you. And I was, because, you know, the word was out that he was ill. You know, whenever I hear that, I call, because I call them my grandparents. I never had the chance to call anyone grandma and grandpa before, because my grandparents, you know, especially my grandmother, you know, died at an early age because there was not this, you know, treatment for women and research for women health and things like that. So she died at an early age, you know, and it feels good being able to call such honorable people grandma and grandpa. But, you know, he said that he was more than willing to come on to the show. And I didn't get to call him today to verify again, because, like I said, you know, my confidence was a little low, you know, being attacked, you know, by some people. And it's like, oh, my God, these are the people, the wolves in sheep's clothing, our people among who are destroying from within. And, you know, you are aware of these things, and now I'm going through this, and, you know, I'm dealing with it, and it's all good. But it brings me back to, let me just see here, because I have to, you know, think of this, and it has to bring me back to help me with this here. Because I'm telling you, I was like, man, this is some crazy stuff going on. But it brings back to the 23rd Psalm, you know, and I said I had a great mother, you know, and she wasn't able to read very well. But, you know, she was able to meditate, and it helped me with my metaphysics when I was reading this 23rd Psalm. because then you have to, you know, really internalize this here thing, you know, and get that faith level going. Because, you know, like I said, you know, we said last week, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not yet seen. You know, that's faith. But the 23rd Psalm, my mother, you know, she certainly implanted that and had us all ingest those words to keep us inspired, you know, when we came up against opposition, because, you know, the racism and the hatred and just the fear of death of your child was just so great. Can you imagine? And it's just like here right now, but, you know, it was just so great, especially in the South in those days when the white man had a license to kill as many niggas as they wanted to, you know, and you certainly wanted to keep your child home, you know, and in their own backyard, and that's how we were, you know, raised as well. But, you know, she made sure that we internalized it. Let me just read it real quick, because, you know, and I still, this is what helped me with my metaphysics. And, you know, close your eyes and travel with me, see if you can, you know, do, you know, visualize these. And here it goes, this is the 23rd Psalm of David. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leadeth me into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. So comfort me, thou preparest a table before me, and the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, and again, you know, as I read those words, I can certainly meditate and travel, you know, on so many of those key points, you know, that has been hit in me, and I can see it happening over and over and over again. You know, first of all, I talk about, you know, all the wolves and the vampires and the creeps, you know, that after trying to attack and devour, you know, but, you know, when I get into that spiritual realm, you know, you just can't stop it, because your fight is not with me, it's with the Most High. You know, so I sit back and I'm watching things happen, and when I get to that realm and I'm realizing that, you know, looky here, you know, you attacking, but your fight is not with me, it's with the Most High. That's when now my I'm watching my table being prepared before my enemies, because I'm right there. You know, I'm of this awareness that your fight is not with me. It is with the Most High. If I'm being righteous, you know, in the presence of the Most High, then your fight is not with me. It's with the Most High. And then things, I promise you, start changing and manifesting right before my eyes and in the eyes of my enemies, and they become even more clear, you know, that they are my enemies. And, you know, and just walking into the valley of the shadow of death is all around us every day. It's just a shadow that hangs over our head. I shall fear no evil, and I will not fear any evil, because the spirit of righteousness and the Most High reside with me. You know, and this is one of the things that, I don't know, I guess, you know, people get confused about me, is because, you know, I'm filled with love, you know, and my emotional body, you know, sometimes relieves me, because I truly do have so much love for my brothers and my sisters, you know. And because, you know, my parents truly have instilled in all of their children, you know, not just me, all of us, to be humble and to be right and be kind and to do unto others as you wish them to do unto you. It's sickening sometimes. I hate doing that shit, but it's within me. You know, so I can't, you know, divert from that, you know. But a lot of times people, you know, take that, you know, for granted and it sees that as a weakness. You know, I mean, how is it me being kind and treating you righteousness, you take that as a weakness? How you get that together, I don't know. But when I pull back now and turn this other cheek, because you could never, even as a child, you couldn't get me to believe that, you know, my Father, Jesus, means to me to walk down the street, see this white bastard, you don't smack me, spit on me. and I'm going to turn my other cheek and let you do the same thing. No, no, that never worked with me. No, not when my mother told me, if you run in this house again crying, talking about someone chasing you, I'm going to beat your ass. So I had to fight back. So that means I'm turning the other cheek. Now let me snap back, all right? You know, then when I pull in all the spirits of the ancestors and the universe and everything, you know, just paying attention, because now I got the attention of the Most High, because now you don't piss me the hell off. And that's what happens, unfortunately, a lot of times. And it's sad that you have to get through that, you know. And again, that and but you want to talk about our big brother, you know, Jesus, you know, here he's being up on that mountain. He's being tempted by the adversary, you know, which as we're being tempted by the adversary. And, okay, if this spirit is so great and you're so good, you know, they're trying to kill you, you know, you do a character assassination on you, and it just won't stop. So what are you supposed to do? What they want to do is entice you to anger so much that you're gonna ignite a war because, you know, you done put out some false propaganda that doesn't hold up. It's not going to grow because it's not good. It's not right. It's not righteous. It's not me. I rebuke it. You know, so, I mean, what you're trying to entice something that I'm just not going to give, you know, fuel to, you know, so.
In any written history, the black mother goddess, that's what it was. Before, it became, everything, what they would say, matriarchy, and from recorded history, what you could say, divine, you know, it's like civilization. And not because the black woman... because you had a matriarchy, that don't mean that everything was ran by a woman. It would mean if the woman chose this dude to run, not necessarily choosing, but it's not a choosing. I had to say that I had to defend myself in this era and time. I don't want to be with them. Never.
Well, it is choosing because women have the choice, and that is the problem right now. You know, we don't realize our role. You know, the women choose who they want to give themselves to.
I understand that, but I can't put no buts in it. Me being the individual that I am, I understand that, but I got other males out there that don't have that understanding, and they don't want to even get into that or admit to that because they feel that it would be like, you know, it'd be like too vulnerable. I don't care, but at the same time, it's a lot of brothers I deal with and I hang with, and my brother, I can't sit there and come off like, you know, it's the word game. I understand and I know. It's in my actions.
So you mean to tell me that, you know, and I want to, you know, this is what I have to say to these brothers. You mean to tell me that you're honestly telling me that your seed produced a girl child, a woman child. So you're going to raise up your woman child to make herself available, you know, to the demands and control of a man?
No, that's not what I said. No. See, okay. What I said, we was on the same frequency. Now, I went to a lower wavelength because I have to do that, but I'm still on my frequency, so you ride with me and understand what I'm saying. But me being a male and you got your point of view and you saying what's right, I'm not arguing against you. I'm just speaking for what I have to, because even though I'm a male and I could do, like you just said, people will take your loving heart for weakness. So you have to make a stand.
Right.
Now, my stand is not going against you, but this is the stand I have to take. And understand, I'm with you now. And now my daughter, I'm not handing my daughter over to nobody. Hey, I'm old school. Who are you? If you ain't got knowledge yourself, if you ain't even trying to strive or do this and that, no, I ain't giving you to my daughter. I'm talking to you right now, Mama Pearl. I'm learning. I'm not trying to hand my kids over to just anybody. I don't care. What are you on? If you ain't,
right.
Put like this, the man I am or the God I am, the I am. I
That's
am,
right.
My daughter would be born with somebody who is not who I am.
Mm.
You got to show me something better.
Come on.
You got to show
yeah.
me something. That's why I'm with her, and I'm telling her, and I'm like, no, this, that. And you right, I got girls. I'm like, man, I got girls? But knowing I got girls and the loving heart I got, like I love my mama, you
yeah.
man, I put like this, you ain't going to be in a mess with my daughters. You can say whatever you want to say. You ain't going to be in a mess with them because this is what I got. Yeah, of course, yeah, I would want a boy. I have a son. He the only
right.
one. And he protective
right.
of his family. But you ain't going to be in a mess with my girls. You, brother, put like here. If you come with that, it's like my daddy. No, you ain't even. You don't remind me of my daddy. You ain't even holding time right now. Living the essence you living right now ain't even a revolutionary. I got more
That's
heart
right.
than my daddy.
Wow.
That can coolly
oh.
and say that I wanna deal with you like that. But you
That's
got
right.
to be on the mind state of not revolution. You got to be I am or have knowledge of self. You got to know thyself before you can even step to my daughter. I don't play that. And what my son, I'm not going to let my son go out there with any woman. With a woman, or he say who he dated, I want to see her. I want to check her out.
Right.
If
That's
she say,
right.
and depending on what she wears, I'd be like,
mm-hmm.
young lady, you look good. You know, I like you, but not for my son.
Come on.
Because my son
that's
is not gonna walk
right.
out there in the street with a female that's wearing something that other people gonna look at and be
that's
like, oh, this, that, and he being the person he is, like I am a lover, especially protecting a woman, that he gonna get killed.
Right.
For defending her honor, and it's basically because what she wearing. And it's not, now I can't say, I'm not going to sit here and say what a woman should wear, this, that. You can wear whatever, but you know when somebody wears something.
Right,
it's like, we all
have to be balanced.
And then when she with the man or the God she with, they're going to be like, oh, they on the same thing. So however she's doing it, that's how they do it.
Well, let me tell you, I'm agreeing with you, and I believe, this is me, I'm Mama Pearl, and I truly, appreciate woman being as sexy and as funky and as bad as she is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you presenting yourself in a queen, goddess, like way with some respect and ethics and principle, because we do have our little daughters and our sons who are watching you, so you're not going to be, and I wish that this is one of the, and this is one of the things that's good for me, Sister Trinity, we're going to talk about this some more, is, the misperception, that a lot of our sisters and women have allowed to happen. They had given away all of the secrecies of being a woman. They had put it all out there on Jump Street, and they had exploited it so much. Now our brothers and men, period, are confused, because it used to be one time you see a woman and she's a hoe, she's wearing a whole outfit. And if you're a lady, you dress like a lady. Now you got the hoes dressed like the ladies, and the ladies dressing like hoes. So it's kind of confusing, So, we as women, we have to get back on our thrones and get our acts together. Once we realize and accept the fact that, true, our men, our brothers, they are the head, of the family. They are that strong, alpha male conscious mind. But we, the woman, we are the damn next. As long as we're not being viciously deceptive, realizing the power that we have, that first we were the first damn teacher in the first tag on place. If we were being as deceptive and crazy as we are right now because we have misplaced our throne, we start teaching our damn sons that they're girls and our girls that they're sons. This is the power that we have, and this is what's so screwed up in the mentality and the spirit of a lot of our women is right now that they're not teaching their children at all, but they are, you know, displaying this energy that they're picking up and calculating somehow and discerning within themselves. And this is another thing that's contributing to the confusion of our brothers being so effeminate and our sisters being masculine. You know, so we have a lot of things, you know, coupled with what they're putting in our water and our food and our environment, you know, that change these, you know, frequencies and these tones and vibrations for our youth and our children today. You know, but we have a lot of work, you know, ahead of us, you know, as far as saving our babies, saving our youth. And again, because these devils put everything on television, you realize when any kind of cataclysmic event occurs, you know, it's always the child that's saved. So we have to truly start teaching our children about, you know, self-preservation, you know, and how to, you know, defend and protect themselves. Because what's going to happen is going to be the children who are going to come back home and it's going to help save the mama, the grandmama, the grandparents, and things like that. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do in a short time, but we know that when we're within the spirit and we're guided by the spirit, a quickening is made and a short work is made out of long work. You know, long work is made into short work because now we got that quickening and because our perception is just there. And, you know, and I try to tell people also that we've forgotten. We talk about, you know, Egypt and all the great things that, you know, that were built, you know, the pyramids and things like that. But we don't talk about how we were in so in tune, you know, collectively, so in tune that we were able to turn our physical bodies into spaceships. And we talk about that, you know, in Ezekiel, that's the Ezekiel wheel. You know, but we forget about that. That's the power of electromagnetism and coming together and being in tune, you know, that third mind single, and we come together with our conscious mind, you know, that we want to work in unity and harmony, you know, and grow.
Right.
Yes.
Mama Pearl, but what I would like to hear, I would like to hear coming from our men, I want them to call it. I want them to call us by our name, call us by our status. And we are queens and goddesses and mother of all civilization. Call it. Call it an effect. Once you call it, you'll see the effect. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you. And I can appreciate Brother Mike doing the Burn White Jesus Challenge. I'm so proud of him for that.
Yes.
Can I commission him to put the mother of all civilization back on her throne? Can you do the put the mother back on her throne challenge?
I can
do that, but I think we have to burn a little bit more white Jesus sin to get that
people. We can do that too, but we giving all the attention to him still. What about her? She's been neglected for so long, put underfoot for so long, trampled over so long in every area, in every single area. And even when you come in the home, she's still on the bottom. So when is it our time? I think it is our time. So can you call it?
And
can you call it, Brother Mike?
God, call it forth, God. Make your words out there. Make it happen. You know, and see, this is what queens, you know, and wisdom do. We can humble ourselves, although we know that we have the power to call it for, but we're going to give this power to you. We're going to let you, we humble ourselves, and we let you do the righteous thing, God.
A lot of people, I do the best I can to wake up the brothers and let them know, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, the black woman is God. You know, I don't condone in any man that talks down about the role that a woman has in our life, whether it's in our physical or our mental. and especially our spiritual, you know. But it's also up to not just me, but it's up to the sisters that seeing other sisters that are in error to go and talk to them and do, you know, so-called, the word is pull their coat, you know, and to some of the things that they are doing. Because I can say some things as a man, but that's what I can say is limited compared to what it is that, you know,
but see, I see what you're trying to say. You're looking for a scapegoat. But the truth and the fact of the matter is that unfortunately, because of the time and the air, the frequency, the zone, the vibration, however you want to put it, that our sisters and the mentality are in right now, they put so much of an emphasis on pleasing the brothers and what they're doing, because everything they're doing now is because some brothers said that they liked it. You know, and once they got them to do all these things, now, uh-huh. Man, you're a dirty filthy piece of hoe and all this other kind of stuff. But this is what
right.
You said you like, but you really don't like it. So our sisters have a hard time differentiating what is proper and what is improper for our brothers. You know, they don't know. They don't realize. They're thinking that, look, man, I can scratch and itch as hard as you, and some brothers appreciate that. I mean, but they're some things that, I don't know, you know, when we forgot that, you know, I mean, there's a difference between a woman and it's a difference between a lady. There's a difference between someone I want to lay with and someone I'm going to bring home and introduce to my mother. You know, so, you know, we have forgotten these things, and it would take a brother, you know, to truly hit that home into the minds of a lot of our younger sisters. You know, those are mainly the ones I'm concerned about is, you know, our baby trees, you know, that are still growing, you know, who can still have, you know, a chance of having their minds unwarped. Because unfortunately, we have a lot of these adults and females, men and women, they don't care. They're just sex machines, and that's all they are. And I ain't wasting a breath of energy trying to change them if they don't want to hear it. You know, but our babies, we can save them again. And this is what, you know, the younger girls are going to see. Wow, man, you mean you tell me, you know, the brothers don't like it like that? We're not supposed to. There is a difference between a hoe and a lady. You know, I mean, wow, if I did all this, I gave all the guys in the, you know, the locker room a blow job, but nobody would have bring you home to meet their mother. You mean that's not cool? You know, our daughters, you know, they don't, they're not getting that. You know, so we need you guys to help us with that.
Hey, you know what?
I got
three sisters I had raised. Well, I took it upon myself not to let my sister do a lot of things that a lot of their little girlfriends were doing in the streets at the time. They couldn't date. Because all the guys in the neighborhood, they were no good thugs. They only had the intention of doing one thing. I even had cut them from hanging with certain girls. But I wouldn't let them go out with the girls. But if the girls wanted to come over to the house and spend the night and spend time with my sisters, they were more than welcome. But 9 times out of 10, I found that when those girls come over and they see the way my sisters done behave at home, and they see the way I treat my sisters, they instantly fall into the same type of behavior, a pattern that my sisters them do. And they was basically beating down the door, wanting to come over there, wanting to spend time with them, because that street life, the things they was doing, that really wasn't them. But they were trying to find their place, you know. Talking to other brothers, and they're like, "Darren, you got so-and-so at your house?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know, she over there with my sister's dinner, you know, I was supposed to, you know, take them back a VCR tape. VCRs back then. And you know, I hear them say stuff like, "Man, you ain't trying to smash?" Smash is another word for having sex with them. I'm like, "No, man."
Right.
You know, "Man, I'm trying to get me some of this and that." And I said, "Damn, man, you don't think they have enough problems, you know what I'm saying, not being able to walk from their house to the corner store without 10, you know, guys trying to, you know, solicitate sex with them, you know, but a lot of guys don't understand that. And then you have some guys, and Brother Sunray them did a show a while back,
It was called Are You a Conscious Pimp?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, they are conscious pimps. They go around and they prey on these sisters that looking for a little bit to hold on to, looking to leave the men alone that are unconscious. And at the same time, though, not to leave the women out, there are women that are conscious pimps, too.
That's
looking
right.
for men to bring in, you know what I'm saying, but they only bring them in enough that they can extract what it is that they want.
Yeah.
And the men the same way. They'll take and put shells in their damn head. You know, you'll see them drinking pure spring water from the Himalayan mountains. You know what I'm saying? They do these things on purpose just to be pimp. Just to, you know, get the sister that is a little bit more pure than the street the street level sister. You're like, well, you ain't have a man since when? 1991? Oh, you waiting for, you know, for your true God to come?
Wow.
Oh, you don't do this? Really? Now let me see where I can get in, where I fit in that. So what is it that you're into? And as soon as you tell them what you went to, then you tell them, right, she into this, she into that, she into this, and this and that. And they go read them a conscious 101 and come back to you, and you swear that you're talking to the original God that you were looking for, but in actuality, you're talking to a pimp.
Mm.
And those type of people, Mama Pearl, those the ones where I'm gonna say this word right here, excuse me. When I talk the shit that I do, when I do my show, and when I talk the shit that I do, when I go on social media, and even when I get around brothers that's out here in the street, and they say, man, you brother, you don't know this and you don't know that. But what I do is I pull the damn sheep's wool from off of them for people to see that they are actually wool.
Right.
You know, don't get fooled by these big words. Don't get fooled
that's
by
right.
them, you know, being able to spell out the laws of my art. Don't get fooled by that. Just look
that's
at
right.
the actions of the person, and not just the actions of what they present and what they wear, but the actions of that person on a thorough basis. And that's something
that's
that a lot of us as conscious people, we don't do because we start closing our eyes up when we see these men and we see these women. Don't get me. I can tell a story about a woman who had got me one time. She got me good. She fooled me, and her name was Nubian and everything else. But anyway, these people, they go out, and they look at you as a notch underneath their belt on them, turning you out consciously. And people don't realize, the same way you can get turned out carnally, you can get turned out consciously. And that goes back to what you said, you know, Mama Pearl, the biggest trick that the devil pulled and, you know, and still pulling the day in, and how come a lot of people getting got, even those conscious people, is that they don't want to acknowledge that the devil is this. And that devil can be looking at you and you are right down now.
Yes. You know, one of the most frightening pictures, again, that Tria have seen, and this is a cartoon caricature that was drawn in the book Leviathan 666. It showed, you know, first it talked about how, you know, Satan is right there waiting for you to enter into the world. And it showed the picture of just the lady with her legs open and the baby head is just poking out. And there is a big picture of Satan grinning right between the lady's legs, grinning, waiting for the child to come out. So that's how serious it is, you know. But again, we, you know, with so many of us ignoring the fact that this entity exists and is waiting to devour our children, you know. And it's
and
just real serious.
I read a little bit of it, and that quote I had read from African Center Consciousness, it told a lot from what I read and from what you had read, Mama Pearl, earlier that people don't realize. But Mama Pearl, it's like 7 minutes, so 6 minutes until the show, you know, is over. You want to do a closeout? I can play a song or whatever, you know, however you want to do.
I love to hear my favorite Tupac song, if you can find that. What is that? The Way of the World? What is that? Oh, man. I forget now.
It's not changes, is it? Yeah, huh?
No, no. It's the way, that's the way it is. That's the way the world, something like that.
That's changes.
No, it's not changes. Oh, man. You know what?
Oh, the Tupac lovers. Anyhow.
Yeah, I know.
You know what song you're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's the way of the world. You know, things will never change. Things will always be the same. That's it. Things will never be the same.
That's just the way it is.
Things will never be the same.
That's just the way it is.
There you go. That's just the way it is.
The name of the song is called Changes. It's called Changes.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah, the name of the song is Changes.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead,
Mom,
for the closeout. I got the song right here. I'll play it for you, you know.
Oh, man, I just want to thank you all, truly, for joining me. You know, truly, it's certainly been another great deal, you know, being able to sit and share with you all great energy, you know, electric magnetism. I hope we can continue to share openly and honestly with each other and continue to grow. Keep the position of government in mind. Check us out on our website, www.tg-rna.org. And, you know, look at our website. We're going through our voting time right now, nomination time. Our president, President Alvin Brown, we're looking to have him elected for another year. So now you have a time to participate in your black government voting and in elections, you know, and even if you're not sure of the candidates who are running, we've got the referendums, you know, some questions that, you know, we ask you to partake in as if you believe in having, you know, a separate government and being self-governed, things like that. You know, so we're trying to get a lot of people, our black people, you know, who are citizens of the transatlantic slave trade and from that tree, you know, to realize that we are here. And let us be a part of our business, being governing ourselves. And again, that's www.tg-rna.org. And certainly look up, you know, the election process, because that's where you are right now. Up until November 14th to, I believe, the 16th are the actual days of our election. So right now we are running for presidents and vice presidents, you know, that's open for everybody, you know, if you're interested in running for one of the positions within our government, you know, and meet the minimum qualifications, you know, the minimum qualifications, and one which is being is that, you know, the PGRNA must be, you know, your highest political allegiance, you know, belonging to the PGRNA, and that's only proper. Why you want to be with another government and try to work with another government and you have your allegiance over there, but yet you want to have a seat here? It makes no sense, you know. But that's what I want to say. I want to thank you all. Trinity has just been so wonderful having, you know, your feminine presence and energy here in the house. And I just have so much love for my brothers, you know. Brother Black, I want to thank you so much for holding it down, you know. And I almost forgot Brother Sun was here. Wasn't here. Don't tell him that. No, Brother Sun, I love you. I know he's shining wherever he is. You know, Brother Ant, Brother Messiah, I love you all, you know. And if anyone else that I forgot, and truly know that I truly, you know, have much love and respect for you all. And once you realize that there is a God in you, and there's a God in me, and that the God